and remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Good afternoon and welcome to Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State and Southwest Minnesota State will square off a little bit later this afternoon in the final game of the Bearcat Classic hosted by the Northwest Missouri State men's team. The Northwest men coming in 4-0, Southwest Minnesota State at 3-3. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. We're nearing the conclusion of a game prior to the Northwest-Southwest Minnesota State contest between Upper Iowa and Central Missouri, with Central Missouri up 73-65. That's with 18.6 seconds left. Matt Gorder, a little bit of a surprise yesterday in the Southwest Minnesota State team defeating Central Missouri, a last-second shot at the buzzer, giving Southwest Minnesota State the win over the Mules. And for Upper Iowa, a team that came in and played Northwest very close, Northwest winning yesterday 59-52. They had the lead throughout much of that ball game, but had to fight off Upper Iowa in the second half to come up with a victory. So two very good teams right now closing out this matchup of the Bearcat Classic between Upper Iowa and Central Missouri.
Yeah, one thing that you do know that you're going to see is some good competition at this point in the season. And then with the third team as part of the Classic being Central Missouri, you get an in-person look at Central to see what they've got, how they're playing in the early part of the season. Obviously, that's going to be important once you get into conference play. But for Northwest, you know, if you can get good challenges, I think, early in the season in these Classics, instead of playing, you know, all those weak NAIA schools and getting blowout wins, it's going to do your basketball team much better as you get into the season.
These are in-region games with the Northern Sun Conference here this weekend. And really, you look at the Northern Sun Conference, they're really trying to make some strides, and they've been a pretty good basketball conference through the years. Football, maybe not as much, but they've been adding teams to football, such as Minnesota Duluth, and then the team we saw yesterday, Minnesota State Mankato. So football side of things are getting a little better as well.
Yeah, Northern Sun Conference for years has just kind of been a forgotten about kind of conference. You know, they just they were up there in the north. They played some basketball. They had some decent basketball teams, some teams that have had success on a national level. But it seems like they've got more teams that are good now in both football and basketball. So you're starting to take notice. It also helps for Northwest Missouri State fans with Northern Sun now being a part of football, and especially football, but the football and basketball regions, to pay a little bit more attention to what's going on in the Northern Sun.
Northwest men's team right now undefeated at 4-0 and off to a very good start.
Absolutely. You know, playing solid basketball. And, you know, they've seen some decent teams in this early part, too. It's not like that 4-0 record's been against those lower teams that you're getting big blowouts. So they've had some challenges, but they've been playing real solid basketball, as we anticipated coming in.
Northwest men open up the season against Graceland University. Then last weekend, competed in the Hillier Classic down in St. Joseph. Had solid wins over Rockhurst and William Jewell team that knocked off Missouri Western the day previous to that. And then, of course, yesterday, went over Upper Iowa, and today with Southwest Minnesota State in the game just concluded here. Central Missouri holding on to defeat Upper Iowa, but a heck of a second half for Upper Iowa, making a game of it down the stretch.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and if the Cats can get a win this afternoon over Southwest Minnesota State, you know, it kind of says a little bit of something if you're beating teams that are beating other MIAA teams. Maybe where you sit, there's some early comparisons there, especially on the same weekend. Sometimes if you get a comparison, you played the same team, but it was 2-3 weeks apart, there can be a difference in how those teams are playing. But since it's happening on the same weekend, I think it says a lot and really shows that Northwest is going to be ready to be right there at the top of the MIAA.
And one of the things that will make it nice as far as a matchup with Southwest Minnesota State, it's a team that comes in with a lot of size, a team that might be comparable to what you would see in the MIAA.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's a team that's going to, and that's why they gave Central a challenge and able to get that win late. But you're going to see the size, you're going to see some ball handling ability that you're going to see in the MIAA, and that's the big thing with non-conference games. It's easy and fun to go through a non-conference undefeated playing those lowly teams, but if you play teams that you're going to see in the conference, even if you were to suffer a loss in a game like that, it's going to make you a better basketball team when the conference season comes around, and that's truly when it counts.
Southwest Minnesota State yesterday defeated Central Missouri 64-62. And in that game, again, it was a shot with about 5.4 seconds left in the game that went at Matt Zager. Knocked down the jumpers. He had 14 points. One of three players in double figures yesterday against Central Missouri that helped win it. One thing that we'll have to watch for in the matchup with the Mustangs this afternoon, Bernard Birch, their point guard, turned an ankle in the game, and Initially, he wasn't expected to play today, but he was up this morning and threw a shoot around and things. And he's going to, at least he, in his mind, he's going to try to go today. And he really makes that team go out of that point spot. So we'll have to kind of watch how that one will go.
Yeah, and one thing there with the ankle injury is, you know, there's so much you rely on with your feet in basketball, especially at that point guard spot. Even if he isn't 100%, you know, that's going to take a little bit away from what Southwest Minnesota State can do, especially with a player who's as key as he is. So, you know, it's always the day after when you roll an ankle that it hurts the worst, it seems. So we'll see how effective he's going to be able to be, even if he goes on that sore ankle.
Talking with the announcer for Southwest Minnesota State, he said coming into this, he was really looking forward to a matchup at the guard spot between Birch and Deshaun Cooper. Obviously, Cooper's still out with the knee, and Birch might not even play today. So.
Yeah, so it's interesting how that has kind of played out, but you're right, that could have potentially been a great matchup.
Northwest and Southwest Minnesota State will be back and have more for you on our pregame right after this time out on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages offers undergraduate majors and minors in English, Spanish, Deaf Studies and Writing, as well as graduate programs in English. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest and Southwest Minnesota State will be taking the floor here in just a little bit as they get ready for the final game of the Bearcat Classic this afternoon. Northwest at 4-0 and Southwest Minnesota State at 3-3. It's been a busy Thanksgiving weekend for sports teams in the Maryville area. And Matt, especially for you, following the Maryville Spoofhounds with the trip to Edward Jones Dome on Friday for a big win in the state championship over John Burroughs. And then yesterday, Northwest football up at Minnesota State Mankato. Unfortunately, a tough loss there in double overtime, 38-35. So those couple things that were very busy on the air, but then we've got Northwest men's and women's basketball this weekend as well. So well, it's a strong weekend here.
Yeah, the one good thing is if you're in that position to where the crossovers are busy, that means you've got teams that are being successful in the postseason and having wins. And the busier are at those crossover times, the better sports that you get to follow. And that's the way it is for people in the Maryville area and really throughout Northwest Missouri. There's been a lot of success in the region for sports teams in the fall leading into the winter. So it's kind of a good thing. I don't think it's something that fans of sports teams in the area would want to do every single weekend, but if you can do it a few weekends out of the year, it usually means pretty good things for the teams you follow.
And besides the Maryville Spoofhounds, we want to congratulate the Stanbury Bulldogs in eight-man football and also the Hamilton Hornets in Class 1 football for state championships on Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a big day for Northwest Missouri. All three of the state championship games won by a Northwest Missouri team on Friday, and of course, that was going to happen either way in the eight-man game,
yep.
But with both of the other two, the Class one of Class 3 games going that way as well. It definitely went made for a Northwest Missouri day in St. Louis.
Tough loss yesterday for the Northwest football team as their season comes to a close with a 10-3 record, a double overtime loss to Minnesota State Mankato, again 38-35. But a heck of a comeback by the football team, down 21-0 in halftime to come back and force overtime.
Yeah, it was. You know, it's hard when you don't win the turnover battle to win a football game. But even with Northwest, prior to the overtime, having three turnovers, they fought their way back with a couple of block punts, forced a couple of turnovers in the second half, got the game to where they could get into overtime. But then another turnover in overtime, the interception in the end zone there, really killed Northwest in that ball game. So, you know, it looked like for a moment maybe they were going to get away with not winning the turnover battle in the ball game by getting it to overtime. But having another one there in that overtime kind of did Northwest in. But, yeah, you can see the pride in that team fighting back. You can see a lot of worry in that second half on fans and coaches and players from Minnesota State Mankato, because they knew they were in for a fight, even though they had a 21-point lead at one point. Now the Cats won the second half of that game, but the important part for Minnesota State is they won the game.
And it sets up an interesting matchup next week as Missouri Western will travel up to Mankato to face Minnesota State.
Yeah, and I'm sure they're hoping it's much warmer. And honestly, if the wind chill's in double digits, it'll feel much warmer than what it did yesterday. But those elements are tough to play in. You know, you just think about how when you feel that cold, when the wind chill's, you know, below 10 degrees, it really affects you mentally, and if you're not used to it, you know, it takes away from your decision-making a little bit because your mind isn't as focused on the game as you need to be, you know, and it just comes down to individual athletes and whether they can play through with that. And you have to be in it mentally every single play to keep from making mistakes in that game. Playing in the cold like that can be tough, and, you know, yes, everybody had to do it, but, you know, getting used to it or being used to it can say something about, you know, being able to play in elements like that.
Talked about the Northwest men's teams and win yesterday over Upper Iowa. The Northwest women also winners. They defeated Texas women's yesterday 63-40, and a big win for the Northwest women's team.
Absolutely. You know, I really think they're making some really good early season strides. Those two exhibition games they had, you know, looked a little bit shaky, and it seems like each game we're seeing improvements out of that team. And, you know, there's a lot that each game is going to help Northwest with them learning a new coach, learning a new system. Obviously, some players having to contribute this year that maybe haven't had to previously in their career. So it's going to be very interesting as this season goes on to see them improve each and every game. I think that's a team that has the potential to be a very good basketball team, but they're going to have to continue to make the strides that they are making in the early part of this season.
They've got the host school and the Classic they're playing in this weekend out in Denver, Colorado Christian this afternoon. Here again, it's Northwest and Southwest Minnesota State in a men's matchup at the Bearcat Classic. We'll be back and have comments from the head coach of the Bearcat men, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
1979 graduate of Northwest Missouri State, Laura Widmer came to the Maryville campus in 1976 and says some of her memories include watching the Bearcat football team.
My memories are night football, and we had lights on the stadium back then, and we had a really bad team, and we cheered on anyway. And then I remember shooting football and basketball when I was on the yearbook staff here at Northwest. So lots of great memories, and, you know, lots of great instructors over the years, and lots of time spent in Colden Hall and then back then McCracken Hall.
Widmer returned to the Northwest campus in 1983 to teach in the Mass Communication Department and serve as Director of Student Publications until retiring from the university in the spring of 2012.
It was so marvelous just to be able to keep and expand and instill those traditions that we had with the yearbook and the newspaper, you know, when I was a student, and took those forward with some great staffs and some great award-winning publications over the years.
Widmer says she enjoyed working with her students both in the classroom and on the various student publications.
The students just have a passion for what they're doing, and so I think that is one thing that kind of helps with, you know, history, and to have those awards on the walls and students say, I'm going to beat that. It's that passion and it's that strive for excellence that I just love about the students here.
Widmer now serves as the general manager of the Iowa State Daily in Ames, Iowa.
Today's Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
The pregame interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCollum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Welcome back to our pregame. Before this afternoon's game, the Bearcat Classic, as Northwest Missouri State will be in action against Southwest Minnesota State. We're joined now by the head coach of the Northwest men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Ben, before we talk about today's matchup, let's go back to yesterday and win over Upper Iowa. And what do you feel were some of the main things that came out of the win yesterday?
I thought we really rebounded offensively. We went inside early and often, got great shots, and just, you know, we consistently missed, I felt like, point-blank layups, you know, some open threes that we generally knocked down, and just really couldn't get to where we were clicking on offense. So when that happens, you need to increase your possessions, and I thought we did a good job of crashing the offensive glass and then taking care of the basketball as well.
Seemed like another key, too. You were able to get that early lead and just kind of fight off comebacks by Upper Iowa in the ball game.
Yeah, they keep coming at you. I mean, they're like an old Truman team that, you know, they just keep it close. You're never going to blow them out. They're going to keep fighting and keep playing hard and keep scrapping, and they are a very difficult team to play, and I'm glad we're done playing them.
Now, today you've got Southwest Minnesota State, a team that won on a last-second shot in defeating Central Missouri yesterday.
Yeah, another very well-coached team. I think they're top 25 preseason. They have everybody back from a team that won the conference tournament last year, so it's going to be a very difficult contest. We're going to have to be at our best.
One of the things that strikes you when you look at the roster, they've got a lot of size.
Got a lot of size, especially at the guards. You know, a lot of size, a lot of length, and we're going to have to combat that, you know, with their quickness. And they change defenses a lot, too, which generally hurts teams as far as defensive rebounding. So we're going to need to make sure we crash.
Seems like they're kind of a scrappy team when you look at what they do.
They are. They play hard. You know, they mirror their coach, and their coach is a tough guy. And they play very hard for 40 minutes, and we're going to have our hands full.
What are some of the keys to the way the teams match up?
You got to guard their dribble drive. They really attack the paint, especially middle drives. They get in the gut, and then they find shooters on the outside, and they get you chasing. If we can do that, I think we'll have a good shot, but easier said than done. But that'll be the main key to the whole game.
Yeah, if you like the fact you're going into this undefeated on the season so far.
Yeah, I mean, that's nice. You know, I think 4-0. I think I'm more encouraged by our defensive play right now. I think we're playing at a high level defensively, and we need to continue that tonight.
All right, Coach, good luck.
Thanks a lot, John.
Head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back and have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Fine and Performing Arts offers degrees in art, music, theater, and speech education, among others. Students benefit from hands-on experience. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State University, along with the National Weather Service, the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, the Missouri State Emergency Management Agency, and local emergency managers, join forces to promote Winter Awareness Day, Wednesday, November 14th in Missouri. Northwest and emergency management organizations across Missouri remind residents that extreme cold temperatures are a danger during the winter months. University Police Lieutenant Mike Sepperly says to dress for conditions before going outdoors.
If anytime you have to be outside, you know, properly dress for the conditions. You know, wear several layers of lightweight clothing and protect your extremities, you know, such as your hands and your feet and, you know, your ears, as they're most likely to get frostbite, you know, and if you do one thing at least, you know, wear a hat. Because, you know, the major percent of the body's heat is lost at the top of your head.
Separately says winter preparations for traveling begins with keeping ample gas in your vehicle.
You know, in case you do get stranded someplace, you know, you're not going to run out of gas anytime soon. If you do get stranded, you know, conserve your gas as much as you can by, you know, leaving the vehicle off for a little bit, turning it on for short amounts of time, and then on occasion lower the windows to get fresh air in and out. Carry some blankets with you, non-perishable food items, you know, carry a shovel and some sand in the event you do get stuck. And then I think always, you know, be prepared as far as, you know, letting folks know when they're to expect you and when you're coming and when you're going. So in the event you do not show up, then somebody knows where you're supposed to be and they can start calling, try to find you.
Separately adds additional preparations for winter weather at home can come in handy in case of power outages or being unable to leave your home.
You know, you want to make sure you have some water and some non-perishable food items and, you know, maybe even some protein bars around. Again, in your home or your apartment, you know, make sure you have fresh batteries around and, you know, flashlights and, you know, even some radios in case we do lose power. And, you know, you can stay tuned to local media for, you know, any updates or important information that you need to know.
Northwest and Emergency Management Organization celebrated Winter Awareness Day in Missouri Wednesday, November 14th.
The starting lineups are underwritten by Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena, the Bearcat Classic, Northwest Missouri State and Southwest Minnesota State. This afternoon in a men's game, Northwest coming in 4-0 and Southwest Minnesota State at 3-3. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. As we check the lineups for today, they haven't officially been posted yet, but as we look at what's been done in the past, first of all, for Southwest Minnesota State, we'll be watching very closely at their point guard position. Bernard Birch, a 5'11 junior from Eagan, Minnesota, is a guy that runs that point very well. And as we mentioned a little bit earlier, he turned an ankle yesterday in their win over Central Missouri, and it will be a game-time decision today whether he'll be able to go or not at that point spot. He averages 5 points and 2 rebounds a game. And he comes in with 23 assists and 8 steals on the season. Also starting at the guard position this afternoon should be Matt Zagger, a 6'1 junior out of Shakopee, Minnesota. He had 14 points and 5 rebounds yesterday against the Mules, including the game winner with 5.4 seconds left to give the Mustangs a victory. He averages 13 points and 4 rebounds per game. At a forward spot should be Jordan Miller, a 6'5 senior out of Mitchell, South Dakota, coming off an 18-point and 10-rebound performance yesterday against Central Missouri. He hit 3 of 8 from 3-point range as well for the 6'5 senior. He's also a very good free-throw shooter at 86% on the season. Also look for forward to be Nick Smith, a 6'9 junior out of Johnston, Iowa. He had 11 points and 8 rebounds yesterday to go along with 2 blocks against the Mules, averaging 12 points and 9 rebounds per game. At another forward spot should be Lavion West, a 6'7 senior out of Davenport, Iowa, averaging nearly 10 points and 3 rebounds per game. And that should be the way the lineup will look today for Southwest Minnesota State head coach Brad Bigler. Bigler, in his fourth year as head coach, he spent 15 years as either player, assistant coach, or now head coach with the Mustangs. And for Northwest Missouri State and Ben McCollum, in his fourth season as head coach of the Bearcats, his lineup should look like this again with Deshaun Cooper out with that knee injury. He's expected back here in a couple weeks, we hope, Deshaun out. But you look at a guard spot, Alex Sullivan. He's averaging 15 points and 5 rebounds a game. Off to a great start as he has done a very good job not only scoring but also rebounding, which Coach McCollum has talked about. One of Sullivan's strong points, 6-foot senior out of Painesville, Ohio, and a transfer in from Lakeland Community College after being a redshirt at D1 Akron, and averaging 15 points and 5 rebounds per game. Look for Bryson Williams to be in the lineup, a 6-foot senior out of St. Joseph Lafayette. A year ago, played in all 29 games, and he was also one of the top free throw shooters in the conference a year ago. He's averaging 6 points and 4 rebounds per game on this young season. Matt Wallace in the lineup, a 5'11 sophomore out of Bellevue, Nebraska. averaging 5 points and 2 rebounds a game. Also looked either Haley or Slake in the lineup. D'Angelo Haley having a good game yesterday. He led the team with 13 points and 4 rebounds and was 4-4 from the free throw line in the win over Upper Iowa. 6'3 senior from Detroit, Michigan, and Kankakee Community College in Illinois, averaging 11 points and 3 rebounds per game. And inside, Dylan Starzl, a 6'8 junior out of Kearney, Missouri. He's averaging 14 points and 7 boards a game. He had 12 points and 6 rebounds yesterday against Upper Iowa. And his free throw shooting inching up a little bit better, although it's now at 50% on the year, 8 of 16 from the charity stripe. Northwest defeating Upper Iowa yesterday 59-52 for Southwest Minnesota State. They were a winner yesterday over Central Missouri, winning that game, again defeating Central Missouri yesterday. And a close one, 64-62, with that jumper by Matt Zager to win it for the Mustangs. For Southwest Minnesota State, they have wins over North Carolina, Pembroke, Grand Canyon, and the University of Central Missouri. They played in a Holiday Classic out in Los Angeles, the Disney Classic out in Anaheim. They have losses to Cal State, Dominguez Hills, Michigan Tech, and South Dakota State. South Dakota State, again, now a Division I school. In yesterday's win over Southwest Minnesota, or rather over Central Missouri, Southwest Minnesota State shot 45% from the field. They knocked down 6 threes against the Mules. Now rebounded Central Missouri 36-31. They also forced 17 turnovers, and they were able to capitalize on that in their victory over the Mules. Again, Northwest and Southwest Minnesota State. We're back and get you closer to tip-off time right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131, or MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Northwest Missouri State Athletic Director Wren Baker has announced interim head volleyball coach Amy Phelps will have interim taken off of her title. She will formally be named the head coach of the volleyball program during Tuesday's new media luncheon on the Northwest campus. Phelps took over this summer following the resignation of Jessica Reinhart and led the Bearcats to a berth in the MIAA postseason tournament as a number 6 seed. The Bearcat volleyball team finished 15-17 overall and 9-9 in the MIAA this past season.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodson's Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State and Southwest of Minnesota State just minutes away from tip-off time, the final game of the Bearcat Classic over the Thanksgiving weekend for the Northwest men. Last weekend, the Northwest women hosted the Winstead-Reeves Classic here at Bearcat Arena, and this weekend it's the men's turn, with the men facing a Southwest Minnesota State team that's 3-3, Northwest coming in at 4-0. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Matt, a lot of basketball being played here the last couple weekends.
Yeah, it really is, and Classic weekends are kind of fun. You get an opportunity to see the teams in two back-to-back nights. You know, Coach Kellogg of the women's team was mentioning, he said, hey, yeah, we're used to this, because he came out of the RMAC where that's how they do it in conference play. They play Friday, Saturday, but it gives the teams a chance to get two full basketball games in, get those games on film, and then give them some time, hopefully, during the week to get some things worked out, fix some things that might need some work. maybe start putting in some new stuff, because when you get into the full slate of the conference season, especially the turn of the calendar, I know they'll have a few conference games in December, but the turn of the calendar, you want to try to have as much in as possible and really be ready to go and hit the ground running.
And we've learned that for Southwest Minnesota State that Bernard Birch will not be in the lineup and is not even dressed due to that ankle injury, and that means Tramiel Barnes will get a start at the point guard spot, a 6'1 senior at Watson, Minnesota, and transfer from Northern State. He's averaging 3 points and 3 rebounds a game. Barnes has been getting some playing time, but you take a guy like Birch out of the lineup running that point, it does change the dynamics a little bit of your team.
Yeah, it does. And one thing that, you know, Northwest, obviously, with Deshaun Cooper having been out hurt, that was right from the start. So they've kind of been able to set a dynamic, whereas from Southwest Minnesota State, 6 games in, they kind of had something going, so they're going to have to make an adjustment. Now, that's something that teams have to do on the fly, and you need to be able to do, but it's just something that they're going to have to adjust to, with this being the first game that they have to do that. Now, like we talked about earlier, it would have been real neat to see that matchup between those two at the point guard spot, but they're out, they're injured, and, you know, for Northwest, guys like Alex Sullivan really stepping up his play has kind of helped fill in for Deshaun Cooper, as Cooper has been out. Now for Southwest Minnesota State, they're going to need to find out who their guy will be that will step up his play.
Another guy I think has benefited from Deshaun being out of the lineup is Connor Kirker, the freshman out of Overland Park. He's probably gaining a few more minutes early in the season than what he would normally get coming in as a freshman, and he's making the most of those.
Well, and not only that, but he may be earning himself more minutes even once Cooper comes back. You know, if you can take advantage of opportunities that you get, especially young when you're probably not going to have those opportunities, you could get some playing time in some important parts of the season. And Crooker seems to be one of those that is working his way into the lineup as you get into conference play because of the opportunities he's getting with the Deshaun Cooper injury.
From time to time, you'll see matchups where there's a little bit of connection between the two schools. Now, ordinarily, you wouldn't think there's much of a connection between Northwest and Southwest Minnesota State out of Marshall, Minnesota, but there are a couple here. Dylan Starzl's cousin played for Southwest Minnesota State and scored over 1,000 points there. So Starzl has a cousin who was a star at Southwest Minnesota State, and Matt Wallace's brother is an assistant coach for Southwest Minnesota State. So a little bit of a connection here this afternoon, a little bit out of the ordinary.
Yeah, sometimes when, you know, you've got good basketball families that have multiple athletes and multiple basketball players, you're going to run into that. It doesn't seem, and a lot of times when you do, it's in conference or teams that are quite a bit closer. But, yeah, it's interesting that there's more than one tie-in between the two teams in coming into the action today.
There's talk that they'd like to try to make this classic maybe a matchup between the Northern Sun Conference and MIAA, and try to make this an annual event. First time they've tried it here in this particular format, and I'll have to see how it goes for next year. But the results, as far as people involved with it, there's been some good competition on the basketball floor in all the games, and hopefully maybe see this continue on.
Yeah, I really would like to see the Classics be just Division II teams. I mean, maybe if you get an NAIA team or two that you play early in the season, great, but sometimes that's what happens. You get a couple, two or three NAIA teams in there, and then there's at least one blowout of your games. But if it's in an all Division II Classic, I really think that's going to benefit Northwest and the other teams that would happen to participate.
Game prior to this one this afternoon saw Central Missouri defeat Upper Iowa 74-67. Central Missouri had a big lead early, but Upper Iowa kept chipping away at it, and they got made it single digits down the stretch before Central Missouri able to win it 74-67. Right now, time for the national anthem. and the national anthem prior to tip-off at Bearcat Arena, Northwest and Southwest Minnesota State. Matt, again, as you look at the way these two teams match up, one of the things that's kind of similar between the two squads are both physical teams that really don't back down in the physical play.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think that makes for fun basketball to watch. You know, sometimes you get matchups where one of the two teams is physical, and it makes it, I think, easier for the physical team to win, but I think for the quality of basketball, it kind of takes away from that. But when you've got a pair of physical teams, and it kind of depends on how the game is going to be called, too. We won't know that until we get into it, but especially if the officials let the two teams play a little bit, and hopefully that'll be the case since both of them are physical teams and kind of anticipate the matchups that way, it could be for an entertaining game today.
And if we look at the official starting lineups now that's just been presented to us on the Southwest Minnesota State lineup, we'll have William Ginnings moving into a spot, a 6'5 junior from Blaine, Minnesota, averaging 4.7 rebounds. And as we mentioned, Tramell Barnes will start at the point guard position, averaging 3 points and 3 rebounds. Jordan Miller averaging 14 points and 7 rebounds a game at a forward spot, 6'5 senior from Mitchell, South Dakota. Matt Zager again at a guard spot, averaging 13 points, 4 rebounds a game. He knocked down the game winner for Southwest Minnesota State yesterday against the Mules. And inside, Nick Smith, a 6'9 junior from Johnston, Iowa, an 11.8 rebound performance to go along 2 blocks against the Mules yesterday, averaging 12 points and 9 rebounds. And for the Bearcats, again, it's Sullivan and Williams at the guards. Slake will get a start inside, 6'10 junior out of Perth, Nebraska, Kyle Slake, along with Dylan Starzl, the 6'8 senior from Kearney, and Matt Wallace in that lineup as well. Wallace, a 5'11 sophomore from Bellevue, Nebraska. So that's the way the lineups look. Bearcats in their Challenge Greens again this afternoon. We've seen them sport the Challenge Greens a couple times at home this year with the white trim on the shorts and the white numerals. And for Southwest Minnesota State, they'll be in their home white uniforms with the burgundy numbers trimmed in gold. So we're about ready for a tip-off time here as Northwest will face Southwest Minnesota State. Officials today, Trent Lovewell, along with Aaron Zitron and David Eggy. We saw Aaron Zitron last weekend as part of the Hilliard Classic, so he's getting a chance to see Northwest a few times early in the season.
Sometimes that can help the players, too, because you do have a little bit of a feel of how an official is going to call a game potentially and where you might need to be careful and where you might be able to get away with a thing or two.
We are ready to go. Northwest and Southwest of Minnesota State. Both of these teams coming off wins yesterday. Northwest with the win over Upper Iowa. Southwest Minnesota State with the win over Central Missouri. Nick Smith will jump center for Southwest Minnesota State against Dylan Starzl. The Bearcats will win the tip. A point from our left to our right in this first half. Out front is Wallace. Brings it out to Sullivan. He'll dribble to the left wing. Looking at man-to-man defense early on out of the Mustangs. He'll show some zone as well. High post right side is Starzl. Brings it back out front. Wallace. Left side Sullivan into the left corner. Williams. Dribbles to the left wing. Now to the free throw line. A high dribble through the lane. Gets called for a carry, and the ball will go over to Southwest Minnesota State off the turnover.
Looks like early on, Southwest Minnesota State is going to try to get double teams on the inside. And one thing that means is if our guys are aware and make some good passes, it could mean for some wide open looks.
First turnover of the game, and yesterday, Southwest Minnesota State forced 17 Mule turnovers. Game just underway, no score. Across the timeline, right side, Jordan Miller. Long pass off the left wing for Zager. Zager to the top of the key, drives on Williams. Lobs a pass right for Miller. Picked up by Wallace. With the dribble with the left hand to the free throw line. Into the left corner with the pass for Gettings. Drives the baseline, a layup off the right side. Hangs on the rim, won't go. Rebound, the putback is blocked away by Schlake as the shot was taken by Barnes. Rebound to the right corner, Gettings. Gettings through the lane, falls, but gets the pass left side for Zager. Out front at the top of the key, a three attempt missed by Miller. Rebound tipped out of bounds to the Bearcat bench, and it'll belong to Northwest. Yesterday's game, the Mustangs also knocked down 6 threes against UCM. Pressure off the inbound. Wallace will take it across midcourt as he's being pressured by Gettings. Right hand side pass goes to Williams. Bryson with the dribble to the right wing to the top of the key. Left side Wallace finds it at the free throw line. Schlake spins down the lane left side. Bobbles it just a little bit and gets caught for a travel trying to make a spin move inside. And the turnover will give it right back to the Mustangs.
And a couple of unforced turnovers early for Northwest.
Still no score. 18-42 left in the first half. Miller across midcourt left side in front of the scorer's table. Picked up by Wallace. Crossover dribble. Out front throws it away as it will go out of bounds. Wanted to go to Zager, who's cutting toward the right, toward the bucket, trying to make a quick stop and go after the ball, but knee buckled just a little bit, and the ball will go out of bounds.
Well, and he also was stopping. He thought it was tipped, and that's what he's claiming. He's saying it was tipped. He was just going to let the ball sail by, so he's not going to get the call, and Northwest will have it.
Still no score, 18-29 left in the first half. Wallace with the right-handed dribble to the right wing. Behind the back with the dribble. Out front with the pass for Williams. Looks low, left side, Slake posts up. Leans in, up with a shot, and good. A little bit of a mismatch inside with Giddings, and Northwest took advantage of it. Kyle Slake knocks down the shot, and it's a 2-0 Northwest lead. On the right wing, Miller to the right to the free throw line. Gets caught up in the air. Ball tipped by Sullivan. Controlled by Miller. Up with the off-the-glass low post left and knocks it down. Jordan Miller with his first bucket ties the game up at 2. Some pressure off the inbound. Sullivan now to Wallace across the timeline right side. Pulls up. Back to Sullivan left. Takes it to the free throw line. Dribbles to the right wing. Out front Wallace. Left side pass. Finds Williams. Williams with the dribble. Finds low post left side Slake. Underneath the bucket. Reverse layup off the right side. Tosses it high in the air and it goes down. Nothing but net. Nice drive to the bucket by Kyle Slake. He has all 4 of the Bearcat points. Cats up by 2. Into the front court left side. Jamil Barnes. And handling the point duties to the free throw line. Bounce pass right for Giddings. Sets up. A jumper on the right. A three-pointer won't go. And the rebound, Williams inside. Out it goes to Wallace. Northwest pushes it down the floor. Wallace to the top of the key from her left to her right. Pulls up. Out front, Slake. Goes left side, Williams. Now high post left, Starzl. Matched up with William Giddings. Back left side is Sullivan to the free throw line. Right corner, Williams. Williams to the free throw line out front, right. Goes left for Wallace. Get past the right side. Jumper by Slake on the way from 6. Good. Kyle Slake. All 6 of the Bearcat points. It's a 6-2 Northwest Missouri State lead as Southwest Minnesota State wants a timeout. We'll keep it here. Pretty good start of the game for Kyle Slake.
Yeah, Slake is getting the benefit of good ball movement by Northwest. Getting the ball around quickly. You're not seeing a lot of dribbling, a lot of standing around. Schlake on the last possession prior to this one did a little bit of a slip screen where he showed like he was going to set the screen, did not, slid down toward the baseline, was open, able to get the reverse layup, and Kyle Schlake getting the points. But I think it's been a team effort right now by Northwest.
Northwest right now 100% from the field, 3 of 3, while Southwest Minnesota State 1 of 5 from field goal range. Team that yesterday shot 45% from the field. Northwest in front, 6-2. Mustangs with the ball following the timeout across midcourt right side. Miller to the top of the key. Finds cutting through Sean Condon. Drives, misses the shot. Rebound Williams for Northwest. Condon came in during the timeout. Across the timeline left side. Finds Wallace. Back to Williams to Wallace left side. Wallace looking left. Now 2-3 zone played by Southwest Minnesota State. Left side, Williams drives to the baseline, cut off, and brings it back out to the left wing. 18 on the shot clock. Right side, Wallace, low right for Slake. Up with a shot, misses, too short, but taps it out front, chased down by Williams. And Northwest to set up the offense. Left side, Wallace. Back to Williams on the right wing. Ball tipped loose, chased down by Wallace at the top of the key. Low left side, Starzl. Post goes up with a shot, blocked away inside by Avion West, a 6'7 senior, checked in during the timeout. And for West, that's his third block of the season. It's a 6-2 Northwest lead. West with it on the right wing. Out front, left for Barnes, drives the lane. Now finds right side, West jumper from 12, good. West off the bench, making his presence felt with a block shot and then a bucket at the other end. Now we have a whistle as Wallace dribbling at midcourt.
Change the shot clock here. Take a couple of seconds off. A little slow getting it started after the inbound.
And that will enable Haley to come in for Northwest. Williams to the sideline. And Matt Zager back in the game. And Barnes to the bench. A little bit of trouble with the shot clock. The shot clock at the south end of the arena. It's not been functioning today. Off the left side is Haley. Out front right is Wallace. Now to Slake, high post right side. Back to Wallace. Right wing for Sullivan. Out front, Wallace. Left side, Haley wants the three. Fade away, rims around it out. Fight for the board by Slake inside. Lowers the ball down to his waist and a whistle coming up. Reaching in was Jordan at Budenhagen. And he will pick up the foul, and that will be his first.
Yeah, usually you'll see Schlake keep that ball up on the rebound, but he was just trying to gain possession of it. Didn't have a good grasp on the basketball. Had to bring it down to try to bring it under control.
First team foul for Southwest Minnesota State. The inbound out front left goes to Sullivan. Right wing pass, Wallace. Takes it to the free throw line. Goes to the left corner. Finds Sullivan again. Jumper up and good. A three-pointer from the left corner. Alex Sullivan knocks down the three. It's his 12th of the season, and Northwest in front 9-4. Out front is Miller. Between the circles, almost lost the handle on the dribble. Chases it near the timeline. Cross court left for Condon. Condon to the top of the key, West. West, left side on the wing, Zagger. Goes left for Condon. Drives in the lane with the dribble and pulls up. Kicks it out front, right side, West. Now left side, Miller. Checks the shot clock with 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Left side on the wing, Condon. To the left baseline. A runner on the way. Too hard. Rebounding lane, Northwest in Wallace. Cats from our left to our right. Wallace across the timeline to the top of the key. Finds driving down the lane. Starzl lays it up and in as he had a step on West down the floor. Dylan Starzl with his first bucket. Northwest in front, 11-4. Miller into the front court left side to the top of the key. Dribbles through a double team and a whistle and a foul. Out front, this to come up on Northwest. Foul is on Wallace. That'll be his first. Breaking the action with 14:27 left in the first half. Northwest 11, Southwest Minnesota State 4. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Department of Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in geography, history, philosophy, political science, public administration, comprehensive crisis response, geographic information science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest 11, Southwest Minnesota State 4. I'm Mac Water. I'm John Coffey. Northwest 4-0 on the year, Southwest Minnesota State at 3-3, and both coming off wins yesterday in the Bearcat Classic. Earlier this afternoon, Central Missouri a 74-67 winner over Upper Iowa. Mustangs will inbound in front of the Bearcat bench. William Giddings back into the ballgame, gets the inbound left side for Tramiel Barnes to the top of the key. Dribbles right side, tries to find a cutter on the baseline, stepping in front of the pass was Starzl for Northwest, and here comes Wallace on the break, right side for Haley. Wallace out front. Now to Starzl at the top of the key. Left side, Sullivan. Slips just a little bit, keeps his dribble, and brings the pass out left side, Haley. Cross court, right side for Wallace. Again, Northwest looking at the Mustangs 2-3 zone. Wallace in the lane, stripped out of his hands, and it's picked up on the break by West. West, 2-on-1 break, goes left side, Zagger lays it up, and in. Yeah, 11-6. Northwest in front of Southwest Minnesota State. On the right side, Sullivan. Cross court left for Wallace. Looks on the left to the baseline. Driving and slamming it down was Haley. Nice quick step on that baseline and throw to the bucket and slammed it down. 13-6, Northwest Missouri State in front. 13-34, left in this first half. Out to the top of the key, Barnes dribbles left. Now on the left wing for Giddings. Into the left corner, Barnes. Barnes trying to spin left. Cut off. Brings it out front left for Nick Smith. Out between the circles, West. Looks on the right side with the dribble was Zagger. Dribbles off his foot, goes out of bounds, and it belongs to Northwest.
Yeah, tried to dribble it between his legs and hit his own heel, knocking it out of bounds.
Into the game, Connor Crooker for Northwest, the 6'2 freshman out of Overland Park. Giving Matt Wallace a breather. 13-6, Northwest in front of the Mustangs. Crooker across the timeline, right side. Goes cross court, left, Sullivan. Low left side in the blocks for Kozad. He lays it up, and Grant Kozad having a good season early on. It's a 15-6 Northwest lead over Southwest Minnesota State. Into the front court, left side. Barnes takes it to the top of the key, dribbles right, pulls up. Looks on the right side for Zagger. Zagger, free throw line, spins into the lane, into a double team, gets caught up there, and a hill ball coming up. Yeah, Northwest doing a good job with the double team, and now Southwest Minnesota State will inbound off of the alternate possession.
Southwest Minnesota State trying what they can in the paint, but Northwest playing real good defense inside right now.
Zagger to the bench, and Jordan Miller back in, who will now inbound baseline right. Lobs inbound high post right side for Smith. Gives it to Barnes, drives the baseline, skips the pass left side. West with the jumper, a three-pointer from the left side, good. And they'll count that just as a two as he had a toe on the line. Knocks it down, though. He's got 4 points early on, and it's a 15-8 Northwest lead. Off the right side is Haley. Takes it to the top of the key to the free throw line. Through the lane, accelerates through, goes up for the shot, knocked to the floor underneath the bucket, and a foul coming up on the Mustangs. This will go on William Giddings. That will be his first, team's second. Tyler Funk getting ready to check in for Northwest along with Matt Wallace as D'Angelo Haley goes to the free throw line.
We're seeing Northwest get the ball inside both by the pass into the big men and the guards able to drive and get some looks inside.
Haley knocks down the free throw. 5 of 8 at the charity stripe this season. Sullivan Starzl to the bench. Again, Funk and Wallace in. So Northwest going with a little bit of a smaller lineup now. 16-8, Northwest in front of the Mustangs. Second free throw, good. So Haley steps up, knocks down both free throws. Makes it a 17-8 Bearcat lead. 12-20 left in the first half. Barnes skips across the timeline, guarded by Crooker. Looks off the left wing and gets it to Buttonhagen. Trying to go low with it, pass too hard and goes out of bounds. Trying to find Nick Smith, couldn't hold on to it, goes out of bounds. It will belong to Northwest. 17-8, Northwest in front. Mustangs with pressure off the inbound. Inbound comes to Wallace. Wallace being double-teamed in the backcourt, gets the pass to Kirker. He'll take it across midcourt left side into a double team. Now to Wallace. Right wing pass finds Haley. Back to Wallace, to Kirker on the left wing. Brings it out front. Looks low left side on the baseline for Kozad. Now left side Kirker to the top for Haley. Haley with the dribble to the free throw line. Goes into the left corner. Kirker, a fadeaway jumper, rims out. Rebound goes out in the block's left side. Up with the shot. Blocked by Smith. Gets the ball back and brings it out front left. Wallace drives right side. Out front left for Kirker. Now to left wing Haley. Haley fakes left and goes to the bucket. Leans in. Shot won't go. And we've got a blocking foul coming up on Southwest Minnesota State.
Yeah, it just seems like when Southwest Minnesota State's in there man-to-man, Northwest has just got some good first steps. Those guards are able to get around, get a drive, and really wreak some havoc on this defense.
Buttonhagen gets called for the foul, and this will send Haley to the free throw line. Shooting two, first one on the way, good. Before he gets to the second free throw, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Haley knocks down the second free throw as well. Now 4-4 at the line, 19-8 Northwest in front of Southwest Minnesota State. Out to the top of the key, Miller. Dribbling left on Kirker, down the lane. To the bucket, lays it high off the glass. Won't go, and the rebound Wallace for Northwest. Will clear it away on the fast break across the timeline to the top of the key. Out front, Kozad trailing on the play, finds Kirker. Left side pass, Wallace. Wallace to the free throw line, out front for Funk, thought about the jumper, instead goes to the left side with a bounce pass for Cosette, drive shot blocked by Smith, but a foul. And this one to go on Nick Smith as he picks up his first foul. 6'9 junior out of Johnston, Iowa. Fourth team foul on the Mustangs, Northwest with one in this first half. Cosette to the line. Cosette just 1 of 3 at the charity stripe this season. First one, good. He's got 3 points off the bench. Had a big game on the boards against Mizzou earlier this year in that exhibition game. Had 7 rebounds against the Tigers. 6'8 sophomore out of Kearney, Missouri. And the second free throw, good. 21-8, Northwest up on Southwest Minnesota State. Just over 11 minutes left in the first half. Cross midcourt right side, Tramell Barnes. High post right, Smith. Smith at the elbow takes a dribble and scoops the pass back to Barnes. And give and go back to Smith. Drives and lays it up and in over Haley. Smith thought about the two-handed slam, but elected just to drop it down. And it's an 11-point game. Northwest in front. 10:43 left in the half. A long pass into the front court left side to Kozad from Wallace. Hands off to Haley. Now to Wallace up the and in between the circles. Looks right side, Crooker. To the top of the key. Left side, Wallace. Low left and rifle the pass. Right past Kozad. Couldn't come up with it. Goes out of bounds. It will belong to the Mustangs.
And Kozad had position inside, but the pass just a little too far out of his reach.
21-10, Northwest over Southwest Minnesota State. Across the timeline, left Barnes to the top of the key. Pulls up. Left side on the wing, West. Picked up by Haley. Dribbles to the free throw line. Scoops the pass for Budenhagen. Out between the circles, backs out. Guarded by Wallace. Right side pass, West on the wing. Cross court, left for Barnes. Fakes right, goes left down the lane to the bucket. Instead, skips a pass right side, gets it to Budenhagen. Out front right side, a three put up and missed by Miller. Put back inside, good by West. And now a 21-12 game. Northwest Missouri State in front of Southwest Minnesota State. Out of a double team in front of the scorers table. Haley has it knocked loose, picked up by Wallace. Left side, Kozad in the front court left. Now to Wallace, left side. Pulls up free throw line left to Haley. Haley out between the circles, 17 on the shot clock. Wallace lobs it low left for Kozad in a double team in the blocks. Kicks it back left side for Wallace. Now runner inside the arc, takes the jumper, too short. Hits the front of the rim to the rebound. Smith for Southwest Minnesota State. Outlet West across the timeline right side. Gibbles with the left hand to the top of the key. Pushes the pass to Budenhagen on the right wing, guarded by Funk. Bounce pass, low right, Smith. Trying to find a cutter. Now tries to dribble into lane on Kozad. Spins right up with a shot. Blocked away by Kozad. Ball chased on the floor. Funk dives. Tries to save it inbounds. Can't get there in time. It will belong to Southwest Minnesota State. Breaking the action. Northwest 21. Southwest Minnesota State 12. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Northwest Missouri State University students are invited to register for the 4th Annual Bearcat Leadership Training Conference, January 25th and 26th. The free conference, this year's theme, YOLO, You Only Lead Once, features keynote speakers and a variety of leadership workshops. The conference is open to all Northwest students and organizational advisors interested in enhancing their leadership skills. Session topics will include time management, goal setting, finance, teamwork, and effective meetings. Conference sessions will be 4:30 to 9:30, Friday, January 27th.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest in front of Southwest Minnesota State, 21-12. And Matt, one of the stats that's really standing out right now, especially the way they struggled early this year at the free throw line, 6 of 6 at the line this afternoon.
Yeah, that's absolutely great to see. They're shooting well from the field also. Haven't attempted too many threes, but they've been able to get inside and haven't had to try to take any perimeter shots. So I'd like to take that all day long if they can just keep getting the ball inside, getting to the free throw line, or hitting the shots.
21-12, Northwest in front of Southwest Minnesota State. Into the right corner, Condon takes a jumper, takes a high bounce, and hits the top of the backboard in the shot clock, which isn't working at that end this afternoon. And Northwest will have the ball with a 21-12 lead. Inbound goes to Wallace. Kirker, Sullivan, Slake, and Funk on the floor right now for Northwest. Wallace across the timeline. Set 2-3 zone out of Southwest Minnesota State. They've alternated out of that 2-3 with the man defense. Sullivan on the left wing. Takes the top of the key. Right side, Wallace. Back to Sullivan, left side. Bounce pass knocked loose by West as they try to get to Slake. Slake saves it on the baseline. Tosses it out front, but it's picked up by Condon. Condon will give it to Miller. Across midcourt, left side. Tries to drive on Wallace. Pulls up. 60-foot jumper out front. Rims out. And the rebound, Crooker inside for Northwest. He pushes it down the floor. Long bounce pass Sullivan. Takes it into the lane, trying to weave his way through traffic, and a block coming up on the Mustangs. This will go on SMSU, and the foul will be on, I believe, Sean Condon.
Yeah, Condon was there in plenty of time, but Sullivan went to go around him, and Condon kind of leaned to make sure there was going to be contact, and that lean is the difference between it being a block and an offensive foul.
Starzl back into the game. Funk to the sideline. Inbound into the right corner for Sullivan. He'll take it free throw line right. Pulls up. Cross court left, Wallace. Out front, Kirker. Sets up. Wants the left-handed three. Nothing but net. Connor Kirker knocks down the three. Out front. His third three as a Bearcat. And Northwest in front, 24-12. Just over 8 minutes left in the first half. Jordan Miller to the top of the key. Looks in the lane, intent for West. Paul goes through his fingertips, but a whistle and a foul as West went through the lane. And this one will go on Northwest. Alex Sullivan will pick up his first foul. Just the second team foul on Northwest, so the Mustangs will inbound baseline right as Tramiel Barnes comes into the ball game, along with Nick Smith. West and Budenhagen to the bench. 24-12, Northwest up. They've led the entire game. Inbound baseline right, Barnes. Quick inbound, free throw line right. Fadeaway jumper rattles down for Sean Condon. 10-point game, Northwest in front, 24-14. Pressure off the inbound. Northwest done a pretty good job with the pressure that Southwest Minnesota State has offered. A couple of the turnovers the Bearcats have had have been essentially their own fault. Pass goes into lane. Starzl for himself. And misses the fadeaway. Gets his rebound at the free throw line. Kicks it back left side for Crooker. Scoops the pass to Starzl. Right side, Sullivan. Low right for Slate. Slate goes cross court left. Crooker goes with the ball fake. And one pass too many. Gets it to Wallace, who chases it down. And a reach in coming up here. And we'll have the Northwest having the ball.
Yeah, they'll call a held ball on that, a lot like the two teams, or a player going up for a shot and an opponent kind of holding on to the ball. It was similar, but he'll go to the possession arrow.
Northwest inbound baseline right with a 10-point lead. 7:21 left in at the first half. Wallace inbound. And in the far left corner, finds Sullivan, thought about the three. A ball fake, steps in front of the arc and knocks down the jumper from 18. Alex Sullivan with 5 points in the first half, 26-14 Northwest. 7:12 left in the half. Out front, Barnes. Right side for Condon. Finds Giddings on the baseline. In the lane for Smith. Smith with a little right-handed hook. Banks it in. Nice touch off the backboard for Nick Smith. And it's a 10-point game once again. Northwest up. 6:54 left in the half. Crooker at midcourt. Dribbles right side. Now top the key to the free throw line, down the lane. Pulls up the dribble and it's left loose from behind by Giddings. Saved inbounds. It goes to Condon and here comes Southwest Minnesota State. Back to Barnes, down the lane to the free throw line. Bounce pass low left. Nick Smith spins in the lane once again. Finds cutting the bucket, laying it up and in off the left side. Matt Zager, who had the easy layup. 26-18, Northwest in front of Southwest Minnesota State. Into the front court, left side. Wallace, top of the key, right side, Crooker. Trying to look low right for Starzl. Nothing there, brings it back out. Wallace, left side. Driving on Zagard. Out front, left is Sullivan. Throws it away, trying to go cross court, right side. Sullivan thought he might have taken a shot to the top there by William Giddings. Looks at the official, no call, and the ball will belong to Southwest Minnesota State. Bryson Williams into the game. Crooker goes to the sideline. 26-18, Bearcats in front of the Mustangs. Barnes at midcourt, trying to drive on Sullivan, dribbles right side. To the right wing, spins past Sullivan, through the lane, kicks it out front, left for Smith, into the left corner, Giddings, squares up, wants the three, off the lip of the rim, and the rebound on the right side, pulled down by Barnes, brings it back out right, Condon to Barnes. 5:44 left in the first half. Barnes dribbles top of the key as he dribbles back right. Whistle and a foul inside coming up on Southwest Minnesota State. This one to go on to William Giddings. That will be his second foul.
Trying to set a screen away from the play, but getting called for an illegal screen.
26-18, Northwest in front of Southwest Minnesota State. Inbound, Wallace. Pressured in the backcourt by Zagger. He'll take across midcourt left. Out front, Forest Lake, right side on the wing, Williams. Williams back left side, Wallace with the chest pass, trying to look inside now, back to Williams right. Right wing for Sullivan, throws it away, trying to go low post off the right side for Slake, over his head, out of bounds, turnover gives it to the Mustangs.
Yeah, I think Slake thought that somebody was cutting behind him because he kind of pulled back from that pass and let it go by. I think he probably could have at least tipped it to himself, if not come down with it, but just thought somebody was back there.
Sullivan to the sideline, D'Angelo Haley back into the game for Coach Ben McCullum. 26-18, Northwest Missouri State in front of Southwest Minnesota State. Out front, Nick Smith. at the elbow. Spins on Slakin. Lane goes right side. Zagger to the free throw line. Through the lane. Trying to dish it low. Dusty Smith stripped out of his hands by Williams. And here comes Northwest on the fast break. Left to right. Williams. Left side for Haley. Squares up. Wants the three from the left corner. Nothing but net. Haley with his first three of the game. 29-18 Northwest. Just under 5 minutes left in the first half. Miller across the timeline to the top of the key. Bounce pass in lane for Smith. Double team high off the glass. One go. His putback is good with the right hand. 6 points for Smith in the first half. Smith averaging 12 a game, coming off 11 against the Mules yesterday. 9-point game. Northwest up. 4:34 left in the half. Out front right side Wallace. Cross court left Haley. Backs out to the wing with the dribble. Trying to get a screen by Slake to the left baseline. Fadeaway jumper from 15. Nothing but net. D'Angelo Haley, a streak shooter, when he heats up, he's tough to stop. He's got 11 in the first half and an 11-point Northwest lead. Out front, left side, Miller into lane, intent for Smith. He couldn't hold on to it. Picked up by Williams for Northwest. Now to Wallace at midcourt. Left side, Haley. Haley out front, left Wallace. Top of the key, Slate. Back to Wallace on the left. Bounce pass out front, Slate. Looks right, wing, Williams. Williams cross court, left side. Finds Wallace, right side, Haley, fadeaway, won't go, rebound at the free throw line to Zagger, and here comes Southwest Minnesota State on the break. Miller to the baseline left, up with a shot, runner good. Miller knocks it down, he thought he might have been fouled as he went up with the shot, looked at one of the officials. 31-22, Northwest in front of the Mustangs, 3:35 left in the half. Williams out front, looks right side, Haley to the wing, trying to look low, instead goes cross court left for Williams. It's off the left wing. Now at the free throw line, back to Wallace, right side, lobs it inside, four stars, will post up in the lane, shot blocked away by Smith, and he controls it. Smith coming away with it. He had a couple blocks last week against Central Missouri. Through the lane, driving west, up with a shot inside, and a foul, which should go on Bryson Williams. And Williams will pick up his first foul. 3:14 left in the half, Northwest 31, Southwest Minnesota State 22. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
31-22, Northwest in front of Southwest Minnesota State. 3:14 and left in the first half with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey, and Matt, Northwest playing with the lead the entire half. We've seen a couple of runs by Southwest Minnesota State, but Northwest able to come down and hit a key bucket to keep the lead at a comfortable margin right now.
Yeah, you know, Northwest getting some good production off the bench, mainly because of D'Angelo Haley, who is leading the team with 11 points, but more than half of the Bearcat points have come in bench scoring today.
Fabian West to the free throw line, 6'7", senior out of Davenport, Iowa. Fouled before the timeout, has two coming, and it's the first off the front of the rim, and it bounds out. He has 4 points off the bench. Pretty good free throw shooter on the year, 83%. And the second one good. 31-23, Northwest in front. 3:14 left in the first half. Inbound into a double team goes to Haley. Haley gets the pass as he scoops it away, and a foul, or did we get a timeout first? Looks like we got a timeout coming up by Northwest as Haley was able to get that pass away to Sullivan, but timeout coming as he was doing that. So we'll keep it right here. 3:09 left in the first half. Northwest 31, Southwest Minnesota State 23. Northwest still shooting pretty good from the field, 55%, 11 or 20. 3 of 6 now from a 3-point range, and still at 6 of 6 at the free throw line. Haven't been there for a while, but overall the offensive numbers looking pretty good. Northwest on the boards right now. doing a pretty good job holding their own, out-rebounding Southwest Minnesota State by two.
Yeah, and there haven't been a lot of rebounds to go around because even Southwest Minnesota State shooting pretty good. They're shooting at 46%, so there's not a lot of opportunities to go after boards because the two teams are shooting so well.
31-23, Northwest in front of the Mustangs. Inbound underneath the Mustang bench goes to Williams. Now back to Wallace across the timeline. And to the left corner, Haley. Low post left side for Cozad, who checked in during the timeout. Tries to skip a pass out front, tipped high in the air. Chased down by Haley in the lane. Now back out for Williams as Northwest will set up the offense with 15 on the shot clock. 2:50 left in the first half. Right side, Wallace with the dribble. Between the circles for Tyler Funk. 7 on the shot clock and way out front. A block foul coming up on Southwest Minnesota State. Giddings will pick up the foul. That's his third. Not a particularly smart foul, that far away from the basket with the shot clock starting to wind down. Giddings goes to the sideline. His coach, Brad Bigler, makes a substitution. Jordan Miller back into the game. Funk at the line, a 1-1 opportunity. That's the 7th team foul out of the first half. That for Southwest Minnesota State. The free throw by Funk is good. For a couple of teams, fairly physical. Not a lot of fouls out of the first half. Funk will have a second free throw. Junior out of Kearney's free throw short. Grazes the rim and the rebound to Miller and Southwest Minnesota State. 32-23. Bearcats in front of the Mustangs. Barnes out front, top of the key. Pulls up. Looks off the right side, West. With the drive with the left hand. Out between the circles, Miller. Left wing pass for Barnes to the baseline. Cut off and will bring it out top. Into the right side for West with 12 on the shot clock. West fakes right, goes left. Now through the line, dishes low left for Smith. Reverse layup underneath as he's bumped as he goes up the shot. And a foul on Northwest. Cozad to get called for the foul. And for Grant Cozad, that'll be his first. Sending Smith to the line. Smith just a 50% free throw shooter this year, 7 of 14. 6'9 player as the first one to clank off the front of the rim. 32-23, Northwest in front. 2:16 left in the half. Second free throw, good. 32-24, Northwest Missouri State up. Full court pressure out of the Mustangs into a double team off the inbound. Haley. Haley in the left sideline gets it to Williams. Williams now to Funk in midcourt. Races across the timeline to the right wing. Into the left corner. Finds Williams. Scores up the three on the way. Rolls in. Three-pointer from the left corner for Bison Williams. His first bucket of the game. Northwest up 35-24. To the top of the key, Barnes. Through the lane. Runner on the way. Won't go. Rebound inside. Kozak clears it for Northwest. And a handoff to Haley. Northwest will take it down the floor. Cozad's really given Northwest some quality minutes in this season so far. Right side, Haley. Out front, Wallace to the left wing, Williams. Williams drives to the baseline. Kicks it out front right. And a charge foul coming up on Williams after he tossed that pass out front. Momentum gives him the charge. And that for Bryson Williams will be his second foul.
Yeah, he knocked Zagger to the floor. Zagger standing underneath the bucket, thinking Williams was going to go up for the shot, but offensive foul can happen on either a pass or a shot.
35-24, Northwest in front. Across the timeline, Miller, between the circles, dribbles left, cross-court right side, West. Down the lane, spins inside, up for the shot, short, but a foul. And this one to come up on Northwest.
Going to have too many whistles up until about the last 3 or 4 minutes of this ball game. Really, we're seeing these two teams go at it pretty hard. I think maybe a little bit of fatigue setting in, so the play going beyond physical into a little bit sloppy as we get toward the end of the half.
Goes ahead with the foul, his second. Probably shouldn't have mentioned it when I did. Free throw on the way by West off the front of the rim and rolls in. 6 points for West. Williams and Cozad to the sideline. Sullivan in. Starzl in. Northwest going with Sullivan, Starzl, Haley. Funk and Wallace. Second free throw by West, good. 35-26, Northwest in front. Inbound left side for Sullivan. Now to Wallace across the timeline, wanting to drive on Zagger. Top of the key. finds cutting to the bucket right side. Starzl lays it up and in. Off the screen and roll. Nice job by Starzl. Lays it up and in. He's got 4 points in the half. Northwest up 37-26. Out top the key, Barnes. Looks left side on the wing, West. West, free throw line left with the jump across the front of the rim. Rebound, the put back by Smith. Good, and a foul inside. Smith with the chance of a three-point chip down the 4-4 Southwest Minnesota State. Foul on Starzl. That's his first. 9 points for Smith as he goes to the free throw line. Smith, a 6'9", a junior. Steps to the free throw line and makes a three-point trip down the floor as he goes into double figures, knocking down the free throw. 37-29, Northwest up. Inbound against full-court pressure as Sullivan takes the inbound from Wallace. Will dribble on Barnes across midcourt right side. 44 seconds left in the half. The dribble by Sullivan, tipped away by Barnes, and here comes Southwest Minnesota on a fast break. And layup missed by Miller. Rebound to Funk and Northwest. Now to Wallace, a reach-around foul coming up on Barnes. Trying to go for the steal. Got a little bit of the body as well. Picks up his first foul. Probably the 18th foul on the Mustangs. And to the line goes Wallace. Wallace, first trip there today. A 57% shooter on the season. 4 of 7. Again, his brother and assistant coach for Southwest Minnesota State. Wallace is free throw good. His first point of the game. 38-29, Northwest in front of Southwest Minnesota State. Second free throw. Rims around, out, and the board pulled down by Miller for the Mustangs. 38-29, Northwest. 23 seconds left in the half off the right side, Zagger. Left-handed pass goes to Barnes, left side. Now back to Zagger in the right wing. Trying to go low with it for Smith. Tip by Cozad. Back to Zagger. Now low left side for Wallace. Reverse for West. Reverse layup on the left side. Won't go. Rebound tapped out. Picked up by Haley. 7 seconds left in the half. Haley to the left wing. As he drives to the baseline, gets called for the travel. Trying to drive to the bucket. And Northwest go back on defense with 4 seconds left in the half. Inbound goes to Miller. Miller at midcourt. Left side to the wing. Through the lane to the bucket. Lays it up and misses it at the buzzer. Had a little bit easier look at the bucket than I thought he anticipated. And misses the layup. And Northwest will go into the locker room at halftime with a 38-29 lead over Southwest Minnesota State. We'll be back and have more for you right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Back at Bearcat Arena, where the half, Northwest Missouri State leading Southwest Minnesota State 38-29. Northwest has held the lead throughout the half, but Northwest at one point led by 13 midway through the first half, but they've had a fairly comfortable lead through the half, only just really having a hard time going that really big run to put Southwest Minnesota State away.
Yeah, and like I said, you got to be comfortable, and you got to, with Southwest Minnesota State coming off a last-second win already in this classic this weekend, got to make sure you've got a good size lead. Hopefully they can maintain that. They got out to that lead, I really think, by the play inside. They hit a few threes as the half went on, but I think the play inside is what got Northwest out to a double-digit lead and really helped them get off to a good start against Southwest Minnesota State.
Matt, another point you made out of the first half, too, the play of the Bearcat bench key.
Absolutely. Number one, because of D'Angelo Haley coming in, scoring-wise anyway, but I think the entire bench has played well for Northwest, and You know, that's big. You got to have that. And it's something you got to have all season long. It's something that's got to be consistent for your team. And I think we've seen some pretty good bench play by various players for Northwest so far in the early part of this season.
Northwest up 38-29 as they lead Southwest Minnesota State. We'll be back. Have more for you from Bearcat Arena right after this one-minute timeout. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest's Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com. At the half of the Bearcat Classic, the final game of the Classic on the Northwest campus this afternoon, Northwest in front of Southwest Minnesota State, 38-29. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. And the Northwest men up at halftime over Southwest Minnesota State. The Northwest women out in Denver competing in the Colorado Christian Classic, facing Colorado Christian this afternoon and coming off a good win yesterday against Texas women's, a strong performance yesterday in that game.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, the Northwest women are just playing some really good basketball. I think playing better in the early part of the season than I think some anticipated. You know, of course, with a new head coach, you really fully never know what you're going to see. But some of the younger players for Northwest, I think, are playing ahead of their age. Of course, there were some freshmen last year that are seeing action as sophomores this year. But I think that's a team that could potentially make some noise in the MIAA, even though they weren't picked very high in the MIAA. I think they're going to be a team that other teams in the conference are going to be concerned about this year.
And obviously a transition from Coach Steinmeier to Coach Kellogg, there's going to be a little bit of transition period there, but it really seems like the players have bought into what Coach Kellogg wants to do with his style.
I think part of that is because they've seen in the early part of this year some of the things that he's telling them are working, and so they're buying into it and believing that. So as long as they continue to improve on those things and then also take in what he's going to bring to them in the future, because he's not laying a lot on their plate right now. He's not putting a lot out there. He's just trying some things, trying to get a feel for who plays well with whom. And I just think as he adds more and this team believes in what he's doing, that's what's going to make them so good as this year goes on.
Both the Northwest men and women will now have a little bit of time, a week to prepare for their next games after, as we talked about, getting a couple games in 2 days here this weekend in separate classics.
Yeah, and that'll be kind of good because you'll get a lot that you see. And even in wins, there's stuff that the coaching staff wants to work on. And you know, obviously they're going to have film on these games and they can show the players, all right, this is what we need to get done. This is what needs to improve. You know, for the Northwest men, they got to see some of Central Missouri in person here today as well. So that's going to be another benefit to this classic. But yeah, they're going to get a week's worth of practice before they get back on the game floor and find out if the things that they've worked on or need to work on from this weekend are improved upon for next.
At the half, Northwest men in front of Southwest Minnesota State, 38-29. We'll be back and have more for you right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Ottawa County Economic Development, for Carol Herzog, REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio. Back at Bearcat Arena, the Northwest men in front of Southwest Minnesota State 38-29 at the half of the final game of the Bearcat Classic on the Northwest campus. And, Mike, what are like yesterday, the Northwest football team saw their season come to a close, a second-round appearance in the NCAA Division II playoffs, losing in a double overtime 38-35. But, again, a great season for this Bearcat football team. Anytime you finish the year in the playoffs, you know you've had a good year.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, you know, just a tough game yesterday, and you know that's what's interesting about the playoffs is it's a one game deal each and every week, you know, and anything can happen in a single game. And Cassius with too many turnovers in that ball game. We did see some exciting plays from them. A couple of block punts in the game was fun to see. They were able to force a couple of turnovers as well, but just got down by too much to be able to make a full comeback yesterday.
One thing that was nice to see was the fact that Jordan Simmons had an opportunity to get one more game in after having that arm injury in practice leading into the Harding game. He was able to, again, it not only get time in the game, but to really contribute in that game yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was a gutsy performance by Simmons. I mean, I can only imagine that even though it was padded up and casted up and everything, I'm sure he felt just about every hit that he took. Couldn't have felt good, but you know, my thought was protecting the football is going to be a big key, but he didn't have any problems with that. Of course, he carried it most of the time in the right arm, the good arm, but that was just a gutsy performance by Jordan Simmons. And you know, you hate for all the seniors to have to go out on a loss, but that's the way it happens for a majority of seniors in college football.
When you talk about the pain of taking the hits yesterday for Jordan, it had to even be a little bit worse for the fact it was so cold out there, the wind chill factor making it anywhere from 7 to 8 degrees for the players out onto the field. So the hits just hurt a little bit more in that type of weather.
Yeah, absolutely, you know, and he bounced off of that. And I think for the weather, even though, you know, the hits hurt worse, it's tougher to catch the ball, tougher to hold on to the ball, I think it's the mental aspect of the game that is the toughest when the weather is that cold, just staying focused, because you have to be focused each and every play. And you know, both teams, yeah, they dealt with that same weather, but you know, even if you don't practice in it every day, those guys up in Minnesota, they're used to dealing with weather, and you know, it's just easier when you're a part of it and you're in the middle of it to not make the mental mistakes maybe that a team that, you know, hasn't played in that much. I mean, you look at Northwest, it gets cold here, yeah, but they haven't really played in a cold game or really had to practice all that much in the cold. So it was just some decisions and some mental things, I think, yesterday that hurt Northwest more than the physical play, because they were two pretty evenly matched teams.
Yeah, Northwest will lose a lot of key seniors from this year's team, but when you look at who's coming back next year, the future still looks bright for Northwest football.
Yeah, that's the way they play it. The program plays it. You're always going to lose some key players, but it's a matter of how many guys you've allowed to get out on the field and get some important experience, and guys that not only have gotten experience but contributed to the team that are underclassmen, juniors and lower levels. And it seems like each and every year you've got a lot of guys that are like that for Northwest, and that's why the program continues to be good each and every year and make the playoffs each and every year, because they do have so many young guys that contribute and are a big part of the program.
38-29, Northwest in front of Southwest Minnesota State at the half. We'll be back and check the halftime totals for you. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Northwest Missouri State women's head tennis coach Mark Rosewell has announced the addition of Gabby Briggs during the early signing period for the 2013-14 season. Briggs finished her senior season at Salina Central, helping her team to an undefeated 34-0 record and the Kansas State Championship. Briggs set the school record for wins as she finished her four-year career with a record of 136-10, earning All-State and All-League honors all four seasons. Briggs was also named All-Academic all 4 years and has been active in the Salina, Kansas community. The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Back in Bearcat Arena, Northwest 38, Southwest Minnesota State 29. As we look at some of the totals from the first half, Northwest shooting 59% from the field, 13 of 22. They were 4 of 7 from three-point range for 57%. And 8 of 10 at the free throw line. You compare that with Southwest Minnesota State, 40% from the field, 12 of 30. Mustangs, 0 of 5 from three-point range. They had 6 three-pointers against Central Missouri yesterday. At the free throw line, the Mustangs, 5 of 7 for 71%. Rebounding totals, Northwest 15 and the Mustangs at 13. Cats with 5 offensive and 10 defensive boards. And for Southwest Minnesota State, 7 offensive and 6 defensive rebounds. Cats with 11 turnovers, perhaps that's one area that you can look at that they like to cut down on. A couple of those were unforced turnovers. 7 turnovers for Southwest Minnesota State. Individually, the Cats led by D'Angelo Haley coming off the bench. The only double-figure score for Northwest with 11 points. And for Southwest Minnesota State, double figures Nick Smith with 10 points. Smith 4-6 from the field, 2-3. From the free throw line, Smith also pulling down 4 rebounds to lead both teams in rebounds at this time. Again, we're at the half, Northwest Missouri State 38, Southwest Minnesota State 29. We'll be back and get ready for second half play right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State in front 38-29. As we get ready for second half play with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Matt, some keys for the second half here.
Well, Northwest just needs to continue to hold Southwest Minnesota State at a distance. Try to keep them in that 10-point range or keep that lead in about that 10-point range or more. Just don't want to give Southwest Minnesota State. I mean, we talk about not wanting them to have confidence late in a close ball game, but especially since they came off a win against an MIAA team in a close game yesterday, that would coupled with a close game here today really could hurt Northwest. So they just need to keep and maintain a good solid lead.
Mustangs to inbound to start the second half. They go from our left to our right. Inbound to Jordan Miller, takes it to the left corner. Trying to get a pick by Nick Smith. Trying to go low back to Smith, and his pass tipped loose by Wallace. Picked up left side. Smith with it. Trying to dribble into the lane on Schlake. A little right-handed hook. Won't go. Rebound Starzl for Northwest. Outlet to Wallace. He'll take it across the timeline. Into the left side for Sullivan. Sets up. Wants a three in front of the Bearcat bench. Nothing but net. Second three of the game for Sullivan. Northwest in front 41-29. Barnes across the timeline to the top of the key. Looks right side for Zagger on the wing. Low post right side for Smith. Gives it to Zagger. Fadeaway jumper from 15. Good. He knocks it down. He's got 8 points. And then we have a stoppage of play here. The net off that three-pointer by Sullivan got caught up in the rim. And Nick Smith coming down the floor. Doing a little janitorial work. Pulls the net down. So we're ready to go. Cats in front by 10. 41-31. Full court pressure by Southwest Minnesota State. Wallace to take it across the timeline. Sullivan, Schlake, Starzl, and Williams rounding out the five on the floor right now for Northwest. And the left side for Williams, trying to go low with the pass kicked away by Miller, and Northwest will have it. Besides Miller, Smith out there along with Zagger, Giddings, and Barnes. Inbound, out front right side, finds Williams and brings it out between the circles. Left side pass Sullivan. Back right side, Wallace. High post right for Slake. Couldn't hold on to the pass. Tip loose. Picked up by Barnes for Southwest Minnesota State. Barnes getting the start at the point today in place of Bernard Birch, who's out with an ankle injury. And Barnes takes a jumper at the free throw line, knocks it down for his first bucket of the game. 41-33, Northwest in front of Southwest Minnesota State. Early moments of the second half across the timeline. Left side is Wallace down the lane, kicks it left side. Sullivan, another three, knocks it down the exact same spot. He hit the first one of this half. It's another one there. He's got 11 points in Northwest in front, 44-33. 18-26 left in the game. Top of the key, Barnes looks off the right side for Zagger, drives to the baseline, goes left side low for Giddings. Spin shot blocked away by Slake, who comes down with the rebound. Alec goes left side for Wallace. Across the timeline, left from our right to our left in this second half. Northwest in their green uniforms with white numerals and trim. Low right side, Starzl kicks it out front. Left Wallace wide open, takes the three off the front of the rim. Fight for the board, controlled by Smith for Southwest Minnesota State. Alec Miller down the left sideline. Finds Giddings, turns, takes the jumper off the left side from 17. Knocks it down over Slake. First bucket of the game for Giddings, 44-35, Northwest in front of the Mustangs. Both teams shooting well to start the second half. Wallace hands off to Sullivan, will take it out front, back to Wallace, left wing. Dribbles top of the key, right side pass, Sullivan thought about the jumper on the right wing, instead dribbles through the lane to the bucket, left-handed layup won't go, the putback, no by Starzl, Slate tries to go up with a shot, no, and the rebound into the lane to Zagger and the Mustangs. 44-35, Northwest in front. Cats have led the entire game. Left side pass finds Miller on the wing. Pull left for Smith, give and go. Back to Miller into the right corner. Giddings open at three on the way off the front of the rim. Rebound tip. And Williams has it stripped out of his hands. Picked up. The putback is good. And a foul by Tramell Barnes. Barnes got the steal, then the bucket. And we'll go to the free throw line as he was fouled by Bryson Williams, who picks up his third foul. They'll get Williams to the sideline, Haley into the game, and Kozad to check in for Northwest, Lake to the sideline. Giddings and Zagger to the bench for Southwest Minnesota State. John Condon in, also Le'Veon West to enter the game. Barnes, 6'1", senior at Watson, Minnesota, and a transfer from Northern State at the free throw line, and it rolls around and out. Rebound Kozad for Northwest. 44-37, Northwest in front. Just over 17 minutes left in the game. Wallace out to the top of the key. Looks left side, Haley. Dribbles top of the key. Right side, Wallace on the wing. Low right for Starzl. Back to Wallace. Cutting through the lane. Runner hangs on the rim. Won't go. Tipped by Smith. Controlled by West for the Mustangs. On the break, a two-on-two break. Through the lane. West a little bit out of control. Sliding over. The block foul, though, coming up on Northwest and Haley. That'll be his first. Not a popular call to the Bearcat fans in attendance this afternoon. Into the game, Jordan Buddenhagen for Southwest Minnesota State as Barnes goes to the bench. They clean up the perspiration in the lane after that collision. And now Mustangs inbound, baseline left. Condon looking to inbound. Holds it, and has to call a timeout before getting a count on him there. So the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats in front of Southwest Minnesota State, 44-37, breaking the action with 16:43 left in the game. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest in front of Southwest Minnesota State, 44-37. 16:43 left in this afternoon's final game of the Bearcat Classic on the Northwest campus. And Southwest Minnesota State will inbound baseline left. Sean Condon will inbound. Had trouble and had to call a timeout prior to the break. Inbound left side goes to Miller. Miller top of the key. Pulls up free throw line right. Scoops the pass out front for Giddings. Trying to drive one-on-one to Starzl down the lane. Instead tries to dish it low left. Stepping in front of the pass was Northwest D'Angelo Haley. And across the timeline, Wallace back to Haley, right wing. takes it top of the key to the free throw line. 14-foot jumper, good as he steps inside the lane. D'Angelo Haley with 13 points, had 11 out of the first half to lead the team in scoring. 46-37, Northwest Missouri State up. Out between the circles, Miller. Right side is Buttonhagen, a long three. No, rebound fight for the board. Loose and controlled by Haley, as he was able to take away from a couple of Southwest Minnesota State players. Now to Wallace across the timeline, left side to the top of the key. Backs out as Northwest will run their offense against man-to-man defense. Seen some 2-3 out of Southwest Minnesota State in this game. Across the timeline, left Wallace. Bounce pass out front, Starzl. Back to Wallace, left side. Low left for Cosette. Out of a double team. Kicks it to Wallace. Free throw line left. Cross court right side, Haley. Haley to the baseline. Runner inside off the glass and good. D'Angelo Haley having another good game. He led Northwest in scoring yesterday against Upper Iowa with 13 points and 4 rebounds. With 15 so far today in the lane, ball stripped loose, picked up by Wallace for Northwest across the timeline to the top of the key. Left side, Haley on the wing. Haley with a screen by Cosette, hooks the pass back to Cosette, left baseline, into lane for Starzl. Fade away jump from six, banks it in, and a foul. Dylan Starzl with 6 points and a chance at a 3-point trip down the floor as he was fouled. Lavion West picks up the foul. That's his first. 50-37, Northwest trying to extend the lead.
And Southwest Minnesota State came out of the break really looking like they wanted to turn it up. Northwest weathered an early storm through the first couple of minutes, really playing well and starting to increase their lead a bit.
Starzl at the free throw line, first trip to the line this afternoon, and his free throw is good. 7 points for Starzl. Northwest Missouri State in front, 51-37. Across the timeline, left side, to the top of the key, Barnes. Gives it to Buttonhagen. Left side, West. Lobs it low left for Smith. Ball tipped by Sullivan coming over on the outside defense. Goes out of bounds. Pass a little bit overthrown, trying to get to Nick Smith, and Sullivan just about had the steal. Breaking the action, Northwest 51, Southwest Minnesota State 37, 14-55 left in the game. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Dr. John Hagler, Missouri's Director of Agriculture, will address Northwest Missouri State University's graduates and their families during its winter commencement ceremony Friday, December 14th. Since he was appointed by Missouri Governor Jay Nixon in 2009, Hagler has worked to promote agriculture's importance to all Missourians. More than 350 undergraduate students from Northwest's three colleges are expected to graduate. The commencement ceremony begins at 1 p.m. Friday, December 14th in Bearcat Arena.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest 51, Southwest Minnesota State 37. 14:55 left in the game. Northwest trying to go to 2-0 over the weekend in the Bearcat Classic and remain undefeated on the season as they come in 4-0 this afternoon.
Playing pretty good so far. It's been solid from the start. We haven't seen too many lapses by Northwest, at least long string lapses anyway.
Barnes with the inbound out front, left side for West. Starzl initially went out to go after it, now backs out, giving West some room. Cross court right side pass for Buttonhagen. Picked up by Sullivan. Northwest in the man-to-man defense. Scoops the pass, the left side on the wing for West. West driving on Starzl through the lane, right side, high off the glass, drops it down. Strong drive to the bucket by West. He has 9 points, 51-39. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Across the timeline, right side, Wallace. Out to the top of the key. Starzl low left in a double team. Back left side, Sullivan. Out front, Wallace. Off the right side, Haley. Bounce pass low right for Starzl. Finds Wallace cutting through the lane. Kicks it left wing. Open Sullivan. A three off the front of the rim. Fight for the board. Starzl put back off the left side. Good with the low up. Brother Cozad. So Cozad knocks it down, and it's a 53-39 Northwest lead. 13:59 left. We're in the second half. Down the lane right side. Barnes drives. Strip loose by Cozad and a foul. And this one will go against Southwest Minnesota State and Tramiel Barnes. Barnes picks up his second as Kozak came over and came up with the strip, and Barnes gets called for the foul. West and Zagger to the sideline. Jordan Miller into the game. Also, William Giddings back in for Southwest Minnesota State. 53-39, Northwest Missouri State in front. Wallace across the timeline on Budenhagen. Dribbles right side to the right wing. Bounce pass out front, Haley. Haley, low right with the pass for Starzl. Posting up off the glass, won't go, and a foul. This will get Dillon to the free throw line.
Early game, we saw Southwest Minnesota State trying to double-team inside. They got away from that a little bit. Of course, they've used a little bit of zone as well, and now trying to get back to that here, get the double-team as quickly as possible.
Budenhagen picks up his third foul. Third team foul on the Mustangs as Starzl goes to the free throw line. First free throw. Good. So we mentioned in our pregame, Dillon Starzl's cousin played for Southwest Minnesota State. Starzl, second free throw, good. Starzl, one of several players that the Bearcats have recruited out of Kearney, Missouri, have all come in and contributed. 55-39, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. 13-31 left in the game. Left side, Giddings. Bounce pass low left for Smith, posting up with Kozad. Kozad also out of Kearney. Into lane, little hook again by Nick Smith. Knocks it down. He's got that little hook shot patented. It's a 55-41 Northwest lead over Southwest Minnesota State. Wallace across the timeline. Being pressured by Budenhagen. Left side pass for Sullivan on, right in front of the Northwest bench. Trying to look low for Cozad. Now goes cross court right. Wallace. Wallace to the free throw line. Back to Sullivan. Left corner. Open the three. On the way. Takes a high bounce off the rim. Fight for the board. Controlled inside by Miller for Southwest Minnesota State. A long out that goes right side Budenhagen. Out between the circles. Left Miller. Back right side, Barnes to the top of the key. Right side, Budenhagen, a three on the wing. Grazes the rim, out of bounds, and it'll belong to Northwest. Tyler Funk, yet another Kearney player into the game for Northwest. And Cozad to the sideline. Wasn't a bad high school team when you had Funk, Cozad, and Starzl out there, was it?
No, absolutely. That would have been a fun team to watch, that's for sure.
55-41, Northwest in front of Southwest Minnesota State. Inbound right side, Sullivan. Now to Wallace across the timeline. Dribbles left. Out to the top of the key. Now right side pulls up. Out between the circles for Sullivan. Left side Haley. A long three on the wing. Rims out. Rebound inside Giddings. And Giddings will take it across the timeline. Looks left side for Zagger. Out between the circles. Right side past Condon. Looks on the right wing. Gets the right side, Barnes, top of the key, lobs it left side in the corner, Condon, trying to drive, spins on Funk, fade away from five, won't go, rebound, ripped away by Starzl for Northwest, gives it to Wallace. Cast from our right to our left in the second half, Wallace to the free throw line left, out front for Funk, long three, rims out, rebound fought for inside, and pulled away by Miller for Southwest Minnesota State. Pulls up, top of the key, wants the jumper, line drive, just clears the rim, knocks down the three. Miller with his first three of the game. And a timeout. Northwest in front, 55-44 as they lead Southwest Minnesota State. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com. 55-44, Northwest Missouri State in front with 11:44 left in the game. Connor Kirker into the game for Northwest. Wallace looking to inbound against full court pressure out of the Mustangs into a quick double team. Kirker will take it and gives it to Wallace underneath the Southwest Minnesota State bucket. And midcourt Funk into the front court left side for Sullivan. Northwest beats the press. Northwest up by 11. They've led by as much as 16 in the second half. Off the right side, Kirker into the right corner for Funk. Fast pass. Gets it to Slake, who checked in during the timeout. Out front, Wallace, a long three, high off the glass. Rebound, a long rebound, picked up near the free throw line by Barnes. And here comes Southwest Minnesota State on the fast break. Right side to the bucket, Matt Zagger drops it down. He goes into double figures with 10. 55-46, Northwest in front. 11:03 left in the game. Into the right corner, double team. Kirker double team as he takes the inbound. And we've got a timeout coming, or timeout before anything else happened. A timeout, Northwest. 55-46, Northwest in front. 11 minutes left in the game. Back after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest 55, Southwest Minnesota State 46. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Cats with it in the front court. Left side is Funk. Southwest Minnesota State right now on a 7-0 run. Northwest is 0-4 from the field as well during that time period. Off the left side, Wallace. Wallace to the top of the key. Lobs it into lane for Slake out of a double team. Up with the jumper. Fade away. Won't go. Rebound tipped. And it's controlled by Southwest Minnesota State. And a foul as Funk will get called for a push as Zagger came down with the rebound and was pushed out of bounds. 13 foul on Northwest. Starzl back in. Slate to the sideline for the Cats. 10:33 left in the game. Across the timeline, Barnes in front of the scorer's table, being picked up by Alex Sullivan. To the right wing. Pass goes to Condon to the baseline. Gets caught up in the air. Dishes the pass on the left side. A three is short. Taken and missed by Miller. Fight for the rebound. Wallace comes away with it for the Cats. Gives it to Starzl. Hands off to Kirker across the timeline. Right side for Sullivan. Kirker up front. Northwest in front, 55-46. Kirker down the lane. Goes left side. Funk. Now to Wallace. Wallace out top the key. Looks right side. Kirker to the baseline. Cut off. Lobs the pass high post for Starzl down the lane. Off the glass. Good. And they'll count it in a foul. This one coming up on Southwest Minnesota State. West gets called for the foul. That's his second. And a break in the action. 9:52 left of the game. Northwest 57, Southwest Minnesota State 46. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
So Southwest Minnesota State's playing a little bit more up-tempo, but Northwest has been able to take them out of that.
Mustangs winners yesterday over Central Missouri as they defeated the Mules 64-62 on a last second jumper by Matt Zagger, actually with about 5 seconds left in the game yesterday. Northwest defeating Upper Iowa. Earlier today, it was Central Missouri over Upper Iowa, 74-67. Starzl to the free throw line, hit the runner down the lane and was fouled before the timeout. Knocks down the free throw. He's got 12 points this afternoon, averaging 14 on the season. 58-46, Northwest in front. Bounce pass right side on the wing. Zagger drives to the baseline. Cut off by Sullivan. Right side pass finds Miller to the free throw line. as he lowers his shoulder, drive and a foul, and this one to go on Wallace. Matt Wallace picks up his second foul. Both teams now with four team fouls. Seigert inbound, baseline right. Gets the inbound into the right corner for Miller to the baseline. Drives past Wallace. A left-handed runner rims around it out of the rebound Northwest. Cats did a great job blocking out that time. They had three Bearcats right around the bucket. Across the timeline, left side Wallace out front for Kirker. It's on the right wing. Bounce pass low right. Starzl. Out front with the pass, free throw line left Wallace, left corner Sullivan, the three on the way, nothing but net. Alex Sullivan knocks down the three, that's his third of the game. Northwest in front, 61-46. Out front with the dribble, Miller, right side West. Bounce pass low, stepping in front of the pass intended for Smith was Dylan Starzl, and Northwest will have it right to left. Northwest on threes for the game, now 7 of 16. 61-46, Northwest in front. Across the timeline on the right side. Wallace gives it to Funk. Back to Wallace on the right side. Cats have hit seven threes, and Sullivan has four of those. Sullivan has it on the left wing. On the dribble, worth seven on the shot clock. Gives it to Funk. Funk free throw line, a bump out front, and a foul. This one to go on West. West will pick up his third foul, and that's the second time this afternoon. West has committed a foul out on the perimeter with the shot clock winding down with Northwest with the ball. He'll go to the sideline, and Jamil Barnes back into the game for the Mustangs. Again, Barnes getting a start in place of Bernard Birch, their point guard, who turned his ankle yesterday in their win over the Mules. 61-46, Northwest Missouri State in front. Right side pass, Crooker. On the right wing, Sullivan. Sets up, looks, and gives the pass left side for Wallace. Back to Sullivan on the right. Driving past Smith to the bucket. Right side off the glass won't go. Smith with the rebound. Clears it away. Miller will take it across the timeline. Miller did a good job that time coming over in the help side defense and making that layup by Sullivan a little tougher. Now to the top of the key, Barnes. Right side pass. Gets it to Budnagan. Now to Miller on the right wing. Top of the key. Spins on Wallace. Goes low right side. Smith looks the bucket and knocks down the 8-footer. Nick Smith with 14 points. 61-48. Northwest Missouri State in front. Full court pressure off the inbound. It comes to the freshman Kirker. He'll give it to Wallace. 7:37 left. Into the front court. Left side. Wallace. Crossover dribble to the free throw line. Down the lane he goes to the baseline. Cut off. With the pass out front. Kirker. He'll take it. And hook to pass right side for Funk. Funk now dishes low right side as he drove the lane. Finds Starzl, misses the shot, and the board pulled away by Barnes for the Mustangs. Left to right, Barnes top of the key. Left side pass, Miller. Runner into the lane off the front of the rim. Starzl clears the board for Northwest. Allet to Funk. Funk with a long pass into the front court right side for Sullivan. Down the lane, goes left corner. Tricker squares up, wants the three. It's the front of the rim, rolls over, and rebound fought for and a foul. This one to come up on Northwest. Foul will go on Dylan Starzl. That'll be his second.
Cats cooling off a little bit from the field. Still at 50% for the ball game, but they've really been up around that 55 or more percent mark most of this ball game.
Kirker and Starzl go to the sideline. Kozad in the game along with Haley for the Cats. And now Budenhagen to the bench. William Giddings in for the Mustangs head coach Brad Bigler. Barnes at midcourt, met by Sullivan. Takes the top of the key, pulls up, looks off the left wing, Zagger. Right side for Condon. Left corner, Giddings to the baseline, cut off by Funk. Left side, West on the wing. Free throw line left, into the left corner, Giddings. Giddings trying to drive the baseline on Funk. He goes out of bounds off of Funk, and it'll belong to Southwest Minnesota State with 12 on the shot clock. 6:37 left in the game. Sean Condon to inbound, baseline left. Inbound, left side for Barnes. Barnes into lane, back out front, Condon. Condon driving a seven on the shot clock. And lost the handle, and it gets called for the double dribble. Good defense by Wallace forcing that, and Northwest will get the ball off the turnover. 61-48, Northwest in front of Southwest Minnesota State. Inbound against full-court pressure. Sullivan out to Wallace. Into the front court. Drives. Goes left side. Haley slips as he tries to take that pass. It's picked up by Cosette, who hands it off to Wallace. Wallace now at the free throw line. Left corner, Haley. Haley out front finds Wallace. Northwest working a little clock here with the lead and 6:14 left in the game. Wallace on the left wing. Shot clock's down to 14. Through the lane. Spins. Fadeaway jumper from six won't go. Rebound to Barnes and Southwest Minnesota State on a 3-on-2 break. Barnes behind the back with a pass leading Giddings perfectly with the layup. And it's an 11-point game. Northwest up 61-50 with 5:54 left. Across the timeline, right side, Haley. Trying to work a pick by Cosette. Goes cross-court left, Wallace. To the top of the key. Back to Haley, right wing. Wants the three. Rims around and out. Cosette with the rebound. The putback in the lane won't go, and a whistle. And it looks like William Giddings is down underneath the bucket. Officials coming together. No indication yet on the call. And it looks like they might be getting a call against Northwest.
Yeah, he indicated he's going to call an elbow on Cosette when all he did was go up for a rebound and come down with the basketball, and Giddings was right close. Boy, this really kind of surprises me.
If that's the case, Cosette will pick up his third foul.
The official's still chatting about this one, so maybe even he's a little unsure about the call as well. He's still going to make the call. He's calling an elbow to the face, but all he was doing was coming down with the basketball. I mean, we start calling stuff like that, it's going to be a long season.
Cosette picks up his third foul. That's the sixth team foul on Northwest. Southwest Minnesota State right now with five team fouls.
And they're calling it intentional?
Now that is a little bit even.
Ooh.
That's the surprise there. Well,
wow.
So Giddings will go to the free throw line. It's his first trip to the line. He's 8 of 8 on the season. And misses the first free throw too hard.
Boy, I must have been watching something completely different because I didn't see any intent. Didn't even think it probably should have been called a foul.
Second free throw rims out. So Giddings misses both. And looks like his left eye, the areas where the collision took place, and he'll go to the sideline here, but Southwest Minnesota State will have the ball.
Yeah, Cosette comes out of the game, and Coach McCollum right away says, you know, don't worry about it. There's nothing you can do. So, interesting.
Miller will inbound, and gets the inbound to Tramiel Barnes. An 11-point Northwest lead, 5:34 left in the game. Across the timeline, Barnes looks off the left wing for Budenhagen. Budenhagen goes low left. Smith, guarded by Starzl. Trying to post up and spin into the lane. It goes up to the left hand this time, and the rebound inside pulled away by Crooker. Good job by Starzl. We've seen Smith try to make that move and go into the lane with that right-handed hook several times this afternoon. That time, Starzl really forced him to the left, and he was uncomfortable going up with that left-handed shot. Crooker on the right wing, wants the three, misses too hard. Rebound Starzl, the free throw line. Kicks it back out to Haley. Northwest works some more clock with 5 minutes left in the game. Haley at the top of the key, through the lane, drives, reverse layup blocked away by Smith, but Haley comes down with it. Pass out front left is stolen, picked up by Miller. On the breakaway to the bucket is fouled by Funk, trying to stop the play underneath with 4:50 left in the game. Tyler Funk will pick up his second foul. And we got a break in the action. 9:50 left in the game. Northwest 61, Southwest Minnesota State 50. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest is home to one of only two laboratory elementary schools that allows students to gain hands-on experience right on campus. The Department of Professional Education offers majors, minors, masters, a doctorate, and certificates in many disciplines within education. Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest in front of Southwest Minnesota State, 61-250. They've led the entire game, their largest lead coming here in the second half of 16. That was back to 13:37 left in the game.
But they've done a good job of keeping it really around double digits. A couple of different times we've seen Southwest Minnesota State get it into single digits. I think closest they've been in the second half, maybe 7 points. But Cass doing a good job for now holding Southwest Minnesota State at bay.
Jordan Miller to the free throw line. First one is good. Fouled before the timeout. Fouled by Tyler Funk. That's his first free throw of the game. 86% shooter on the year. Cricker will go to the sideline. Northwest right now with Wallace, Haley, Funk, Starzl, and Sullivan. Second free throw good as well. And pressure off the inbound by the Mustangs. Sullivan gets it to Wallace into the front court, goes with behind the back dribble to the top of the key. Back to Sullivan, right wing. Sullivan to the free throw line, goes low with a nice bounce pass for Starzl. A whistle and a foul as Smith went up with the block, but we'll get called for the foul, and that will be Smith's second foul. So Starzl gets to the free throw line with 4:39 left in the game. Starzl today, perfect 4 of 4. Struggled early at the charity stripe. Has 12 points this afternoon. And the first of two on the way to Hart. Eight of Starzl's 12 points coming in the second half today. Second free throw. Off the front of the rim. Rebound Funk. Clears it out to Northwest to set up the offense. Out front right side, Wallace. With 4:34 left in the game. Northwest in front, 61-52. Wallace at the top. Goes left side for Haley to the baseline. And runner on the way. Good off the left side. D'Angelo Haley with 17 points. Five of those coming in at the second half. Out to the top of the key. Looking left side. West on the wing. Free throw line, through the lane, drives, and lays it up and in over Starzl. 13 points for West. Pressure off the inbound, and comes to Haley for Northwest. 63-54, Cats in front. Right side for Wallace, gets it to Sullivan. Two-on-one break, Sullivan pulls up in the lane. 12-foot jumper, won't go. Rebound West for Southwest Minnesota State. Albert Miller left to right. Mills to the left wing to the top of the key. Goes low right for Smith out of a double team. Kicks it into the left corner. Three on the way. And good. Falling to the floor. Knocking down that three. Jordan Miller. He has 12 points. And now 63-57 game. Northwest Missouri State. Across the timeline off the right side. Left it goes. Wallace pulls up. Brings it out front. Gets it out to the top of key. Funk. Now do Wallace. Wallace near the timeline. Dribbles left. 10 on the shot clock. Wallace a hook pass to Starzl. Cutting to the bucket. Lays it up and in. Dylan Starzl with 14 points. 65-57. Northwest Missouri State in front. Just over 3 minutes left in the game. Barnes free throw line. Left side. Buddenhagen wants the long three. Nothing but net. Knocks down the three from the left side. It's a 5-point game. Northwest 65, Southwest Minnesota State 60. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Well, it was a 16-point lead earlier in the half, down to 5 right now. Northwest Missouri State in front of Southwest Minnesota State, 65-60.
You know, it's kind of been a second half of runs for both teams. We've seen both teams kind of score in bunches, and key for Northwest now is to make sure that the bunches this time around stops for Southwest Minnesota State right here, and Cats start to get some points on the board.
Pressure off the inbound. Sullivan takes the inbound, gives it to Funk. A long pass down the floor for Starzl. Lays it up and slams it down with two hands. Dylan Starzl, a strong second half, has 16 points, 7-point Bearcat lead with 2:40 left in the game. Out front, Miller. Down the lane, left on Funk, lays it up and in. 67-62, Northwest Missouri State in front. Inbound, Sullivan. 2-2-1 full-court pressure, gets it to Haley. Haley out of a double team through the lane. Now dribbles to the right wing. Out between the circles, Wallace. 23 on the shot clock, 2:17 left in the game. Wallace at the top of the key, down the lane right. Back pedals, lobs it out front for Sullivan. Northwest trying to run a little time as well. Haley, left side. 10 on the shot clock, steps inside the arc, takes the jumper, rims around and out. Rebound pulled away by Funk, brings it back out. Left for Haley, and Northwest with a fresh 45 on the shot clock. A
couple of big offensive rebounds late in this game by Tyler Funk.
Top the key, Wallace. Into the left corner, Haley left wide open. Wants the three, nothing but that. D'Angelo Haley knocks down the three from the far left corner. Northwest up by eight. 1:42 left down the lane, right side. Miller drives, whistle, and a block foul on Northwest. Wallace will get called. And this for Matt Wallace will be his third foul. Smith and West back in the game. And to the sideline, Condon along with Giddings for Southwest Minnesota. 1:41 left, Northwest 70, Southwest Minnesota State 62. Miller to the line. 2 of 2 from there this afternoon. 86% shooter on the season. This one rattles around and out. Funkworth rebound for Northwest. Out of Wallace. Wallace at midcourt and is fouled. Reaching around, West will commit his fourth foul. 1:32 left in the game. Northwest holding on to an 8-point lead as Matt Wallace will go to the free throw line. 5'11 sophomore from Bellevue, Nebraska. 1 point this afternoon, 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Wallace, though, does have 10 assists in the game. West to the bench. Barnes back in for Southwest Minnesota State. Wallace at the line. First one is good. Now 71-62 lead for Northwest. Again, Wallace's brother, James Wallace, is on the Southwest Minnesota bench as an assistant coach. Matt Wallace knocks down the second free throw. Makes it a 10-point Bearcat lead, 1:30 left. Across the timeline right side, Barnes drives up with a shot, whistle, and a charge coming up as Haley stood his ground as Barnes trying to drive the lane off the right side.
Well, it was one of those where both players were moving at the same time, but we have seen Southwest Minnesota State trying to come down and drive each time and initiate contact, go up with the shot and try to get the and-one opportunity, but that time around it backfired.
72-62, Northwest in front of Southwest Minnesota State. West back into the ballgame. Inbound from Funk, left side for Haley. Now to Wallace into the front court, left side. 3-on-1 break, right side Sullivan. Trying to find Starzl, pass tip loose, and West comes away with it for the Mustangs. On the fast break, 3-on-3 the other way. Right side, Miller, a 3 on the way. Grazes the rim, rebound Haley. And Haley across midcourt, right side. 1-on-1, trying to spin into the lane. Ball loose, picked up by Starzl. Left-handed layup won't go. And Barnes with rebound for the Mustangs. 1:03 left in the game. Northwest up by 10. Right side Zagger to the top of the key to the free throw line. Spins in the lane into the right corner. Lobs a pass for Barnes. Wants the jumper off the front of the rim. Rebound Wallace on a bounce. He'll take it across midcourt right side and slow things up as 1-on-3. Wisely slows it up and a whistle here. And a foul as Wallace held on to the ball. He was fouled. Reaching around was Tramiel Barnes to commit his fourth foul. Stopping the clock with 46.4 seconds left. Northwest up by 10, 72-62. Budnagan back into the game. And West to the sideline. Matt Wallace to the free throw line for another 1-1. Knocked down two big free throws just a few moments ago. Sight shoots and hits. 73-62, Northwest Missouri State in front. Second free throw, good as well. 46 seconds left in the game. Across the timeline, left side Barnes. Down the lane, drives on Haley. Blocked by Haley, picked up by Starzl for Northwest. Haley with his first block of the season will hold on to the ball. Now gets the pass for Wallace, takes it across the timeline. Dribbles left. Going one-on-one with Bud Nagin. Dribbles back out right side. Northwest running the clock. 25 left in the game. 20 on the shot clock. Wallace out front finds Funk. Northwest in front, 74-62. Now to Haley. Northwest looking to stay undefeated on the season. On the left wing, fadeaway jumper by Haley. Won't go, but he gets his rebound. Up with the shot blocked by Smith as it goes out of bounds with 5.8 seconds left of the game. And Northwest in front, 74-62. Haley will inbound right in front of the Northwest bench as Coach Ben McCollum telling his team just to take the inbound and run the clock out. Haley lobs it all the way into the backcourt, chased down by Wallace, and he'll just cradle the ball and see the clock wind down to zero, and Northwest Missouri State holds off Southwest Minnesota State in the second half as the Cats win at 74-62. We need to take a break before we go to our postgame activities. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio. Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest 74, Southwest Minnesota State 62, as Northwest goes to 5-0 on the season. Southwest Minnesota State falls to 3-4 after coming to Maryville for the Bearcat Classic and coming up with a two-point win yesterday over Central Missouri, 64-62. They lose this afternoon to Northwest, losing 74-62. So Northwest Missouri State, again, remains undefeated on the year at 5-0, as they'll be back here on Saturday afternoon. Next Saturday, as they will host York in a 3 o'clock tip-off. We'll be back to have more for you coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticulture Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
All out, all game, all season. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State, with the win as they defeat Southwest Minnesota State this afternoon in the final game of the Bearcat Classic, 74-62. The final score, with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, Northwest able to fight off the Mustangs in the second half. At one point, Northwest was up by 16 in the second half, with 13:37 left in the game. The Mustangs, they were come back and pulled within five on a couple occasions, but they just couldn't get any closer than that. And Northwest, again, able to finish things off and went at 74-62.
Yeah, that's just kind of the way the second half went. Both teams went on little runs. I mean, we didn't really see a major run by either team, but they both went on runs back and forth. And the good thing is Northwest had the lead going into that, so made it a little bit more comfortable for the Cats, but never really let this one get too close to where you were really worried down the stretch.
Northwest never trailed in this game, and I think that was important that they were able to keep a comfortable enough lead to where you couldn't, you didn't allow Southwest Minnesota State to come up with a bucket at the end to try to win it like they did yesterday with Central Missouri when Zager that time knocked down a jumper with just over 5 seconds left to give the Mustangs a win yesterday.
Yeah, really, for the most part, Northwest had a double-digit lead. If not, they were real close to a double-digit lead the bulk of the ball game. Like we said, Southwest Minnesota State in one of their runs, a couple of their runs, got a little closer than that. But when you look overall at the entire game, for the most part, it was a double-digit lead by Northwest.
And something we've seen throughout the young season, strong play off the Bearcat bench.
Absolutely, you know, and that's something that's going to be key. I think the biggest performer off the bench today, obviously, is D'Angelo Haley, but you know, solid all-around play. Even if it wasn't just scoring, there was just solid play for the guys off the bench today.
Final score, Northwest 74 and Southwest Minnesota State 62. We'll be back, have more for you, including the extra effort award. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest President Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks to John Coffey about what Northwest is grateful for.
You know, partnerships are really important in Northwest. I've talked about partnerships since the day I set foot into Northwest. And the city of Maryville and city manager Greg McDaniel has been so huge. And, you know, the city put together the 4th Street Improvement Project, the accepted a bid this week, City Council, we appreciate them. And so, you know, that 4th Street Corridor Improvement Project really is moving to be a step closer to completion. We partner with North Central Missouri College and announced that here in the last semester about, you know, strengthening that relationship on the nursing front. So partnerships are so huge. And beyond those, you know, John, we can talk about friends and community members and support. And of course, you know, last weekend we announced Nottoway Valley Bank, largest cash gift in history of the athletics department. And it will go towards help funding a video board that will be state-of-the-art at our stadium, strengthening that fan day experience. And we appreciate so many members out there that give so much of themselves individually, organizationally, in advancing the cause of Northwest Missouri State University. As I reflect here on providing gratitude, you know, alumni are part of that. We have so many great networked alums who work internationally, nationally, regionally, locally, and, you know, it's so exciting to receive emails, text messages, you know, some Facebook posts about what they're doing, and it really allows you to kind of bound to work, you know, and say, wow, I want to get into work, because that's really what it's all about.
That was this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski, here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is underwritten by Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pasta, located at 121 South Main in Maryville.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State with the win, 74-62. Before we get to the Extra Effort Award, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt Gorder, a lot of players stood out in today's game for Northwest, but one who got a lot of playing time at one of the point guard spots was Northwest, Matt Wallace. Big day for Matt.
Yeah, we were talking a lot in the pregame about Deshaun Cooper still being out at that point guard spot for Northwest. That means more minutes for Wallace. Played 38 of the 40 minutes today, had 10 assists. Cats as a team with 13 assists today, so Wallace with 10 out of those 13. Also 5 of 6 at the free throw line, and ended up with 4 rebounds to go along with his 5 points today.
And playing in front of his brother is an assistant coach for Southwest Minnesota State, Matt Wallace, our Extra Effort Award winner from today's game. As we take a look at other things, Northwest with the win, 74-62. Cats go to 5-0 on the season. Southwest Minnesota State falls to 3-4. We'll be back. Talk with the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is brought to you by Mr. Good Sense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Located at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni, RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
The Department of Communication and Mass Media at Northwest includes studies in public relations, advertising, broadcasting, journalism, and interactive digital media. The department offers hands-on experience through on-campus radio stations, a TV station, and student publications.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713. The post-game interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCollum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State with a 74-62 win over Southwest Minnesota State. Joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men, Ben McCollum. Northwest with the win here tonight and this afternoon. And Ben, you were able to fight off some runs by Southwest Minnesota State and come up with the victory here today.
Yeah, you know, they're a really good basketball team. Really well coached. I got a lot of respect for their program. And you know, we were able to maintain, and I thought once we got on them and got that lead, I thought that we were able to stay with it and continue to build that lead, whereas in the past we had, you know, had runs had come against us and we had gotten to 2-3 points. I don't think it got much closer than 5-6 points, and you know, we were able to stretch it back out, which is a good sign and a sign that we're moving in the right direction.
One of the keys to the game, too, at halftime you're with 11 turnovers at the half, and then in second half you faced quite a bit of full-court pressure, only 3 turnovers the rest of the way.
Yeah, you know, I thought at half they had 7 O-boards on us, offensive rebounds, and it looks like right now they have 7, but I know they had 1. So I think they had 1 offensive rebound in the second half, which was something that we talked about at halftime. And then also the turnovers we talked about. I think that, you know, I think we mistake, you know, we try not to turn it over, so we stop attacking and you become unaggressive and then inevitably you turn it over. And so we had to stress to them, we need to attack. You need to attack presses. You need to attack traps. You just have to do it under control. And I thought the second half we did a considerably better job of attacking it under control.
Talking about the pregame show, too, I liked the way the team went on the boards yesterday. You've got a couple of back-to-back games here where you've done a good job on the boards here.
That needs to be a strength of ours, is offensive rebounding and even defensive rebounding. And, you know, we just weren't getting loose balls to start the game, but then we kind of figured it out. And I thought Grant Kozad came in and played a great game off the bench for us, got some big rebounds. And Tyler Funk, I mean, he gets some huge offensive rebounds down the stretch there, which really helps secure the victory. So, you know, everybody that played well, and our kids are competing, and you know, they're taking care of each other and helping each other out, and we just got to continue to do that.
Yeah, you talk about the bench. I think just overall, just some great bench play that we've seen so far.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our bench has been great, and everybody that comes in does their role, and they do it well, and you know, we're going to continue to get better and build, and you know, hopefully we can keep correcting our offense to get it to where we're a little bit more efficient.
A couple of good wins this weekend with the Bearcat Classic here. Again, you won yesterday over Upper Iowa and then won today against a very good Southwest Minnesota State team. I think that's another thing you have to feel good about, that doing a lot of good things out on the floor against some good teams here.
Yeah, Southwest Minnesota is going to finish, I mean, they'll finish top 2-3 in their league. I mean, they are a really good basketball team. And Upper Iowa, I know they got beat twice this weekend, but they're as tough to play as anybody we've played this year. I mean, they run that old Creighton offense where they really move the basketball and they cut off that high post, and they, you know, it's real tricky to defend. And so those are two very quality wins, and now we step up another level, and we head to conference after we play York.
Yeah, you've got a week off, too, before you have York coming in on Saturday afternoon. Basically, what type of things will we be using this complete week of practice to work on here?
Well, we're going to get rested up. We're going to have a break, obviously, and then we'll get probably back at it, I would guess, Wednesday. We'll probably do some shooting Tuesday, and then, try to improve on our strengths. I think that's the important thing about this team, and what we do is we really focus on not getting bored with the simple things. So, we're going to come to practice on Tuesday, Wednesday, and we are going to do the same things we've done every day, and we're going to do them a little bit better. And we're not going to get bored with the simple drills, the simple zigzag things, and that's why we improve, and that's why this team is a special team.
All right. Well, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
Head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Final score, Northwest 74, Southwest Minnesota State 62. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Business offers majors in accounting, economics, finance, marketing, management, and business. Northwest MBA is offered in Maryville, Kansas City, and St. Joseph, as well as online. Learn more at nwmissouri.edu.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Want a few pointers? How about these three-pointers? Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat Radio Network.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State with a 74-62 win over Southwest Minnesota State. Looking at some of the individual totals here, Northwest ended up with three players in double figures, led by D'Angelo Haley coming off the bench for 20 points. 16 points for Dylan Starzl, most of the damage coming in at the second half, and 14 points for Alex Sullivan. Another solid performance by Alex, knocking down four three-pointers in the game, 5 of 10 overall from the field. And for Southwest Minnesota State, they had three players in double figures, led by Nick Smith with 14, 13 for Le'Veon West, and 11 points for Jordan Miller. And along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. As we wrap things up, Matt, just a nice solid win for the Northwest men.
Yeah, it was. Good competition. They got a good battle in the win. Like we said, winning games like this against tougher competition is going to make the team that much better as the season goes on.
And 5-0 right now.
Yeah, and that's a good start to the season and against several good opponents as well. It wasn't a simple 5-0, so let's hope the wins can keep coming.
In Northwest, back in home on Saturday afternoon as they have York coming to town. The Northwest women competing today in the Colorado Christian Classic in Denver, and they'll be back in action on Saturday as well against Rogers State.
Yeah, and a long trip down to Rogers State, too, so hopefully that'll work out for the Bearcat women next weekend.
So basketball coming up next weekend here again this afternoon. The Northwest men with the win 74-62 to wrap up a busy weekend of sports in Maryville.
Yeah, absolutely, and, you know, several wins. You always like to have everybody win, but not always going to happen, but at least we got some wins this weekend.
And again, the final of the Northwest men 74, Southwest Minnesota State 62, Northwest now 5-0. The Mustangs fall to 3-4. My thanks to everyone involved with the broadcast, Matt Gorder here at Bearcat Arena, and also studio engineer Todd Swetnam helping things out along the Bearcat Radio Network. From Bearcat Arena, I'm John Coffey, and so on. Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.